This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
And then I hear my daughter's going to a CEO or hoe party.
You're a dad. Don't say daddy. Your kids are too old to be called daddy.
All right, whatever.
It's creepy.
4474.
You sure it's not a play on the words and it's like the garden tool hoe?
No. No. All right, calling Chloe in Scotland. I think she's out of class now. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hey, it's your dad calling live.
Hi.
From across the pond. How are things in St. Andrews, Scotland this morning?
Good. It's good. I just had class.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So, listen, as a father, as your dad, I'm concerned that I found out that you had a party over the weekend, and the theme of the party was what?
I can't say that over the air.
We said it 100 times. We already talked about it. What was it?
The actual H word?
Yes.
Okay, it was CEOs and office hoes.
Okay.
We can say that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So CEOs and office hoes.
Yeah.
And Chloe, St. Andrews is like higher ranked than Oxford now. And you have a party there, CEOs and office hoes?
Yes.
Yeah, they do that. Remember Bridget Jones' Diary and in the movie? And they have those parties for tots and vicars. Tarts and vicars. Have you heard of that, Chloe?
No, I haven't.
Oh, won't be.
So, Chloe,
They have racy parties over there. It's fun.
I think that the obvious question is, Chloe, what did my little princess... What did my little baby girl go as? A CEO or an office hoe?
You better got a bald wig and went up Jeff Bezos.
Oh, God. Obviously a CEO.
Who?
Boss bitch. As who? Like Roxanne. Someone specifically?
Or Roxanne, stop with the language.
Sorry.
All right. So, Chloe, you went as a CEO?
Yes.
Do you have a picture?
Not really, but I wore my green silk.
No. What do you mean, not really? You take pictures of yourself. You're from the Gen Z generation. You'll sit in the car and you're taking 9 pictures of yourself a minute, selfies. You're telling me you don't have a picture of the way you were dressed at the CEO or office hoe party?
No, but I have pictures of me in it from other times.
Uh-huh.
Really cool suit.
No.
Smells interesting.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing that you don't have a picture from this party on, what was it, Friday night or Saturday night?
It was Friday night, but I left because I was bored.
A board meeting?
She's a CEO.
That was good.
All right, Chloe, we need a picture of this outfit, but you do have a picture of the outfit?
Yeah, I have a photo of it from other times.
Do me a favor. Send it to me right now on WhatsApp so I can share this on what you wore, and we'll decide whether you dress as a CEO or an office hoe.
Okay.
I'm sure there are CEOs who are office hoes, so you could be both of you.
Chloe, this is a fantastic university where you're doing your entire junior year. And I thought this was like hoity-toity, UK, Scotland. This is where Prince William went and met Kate.
Are you shocked at this information?
Yes. Yes.
Quack, quack.
I'm shocked at this information.
All right, Chloe, go back. I got a lot of things to do here. But send me a WhatsApp picture right now so we can take a look, all right?
Okay.
She's lying. Right, sweetie. She's lying.
Love you, Chloe.
Bye.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I got
to
talk about this new prescription drug commercial that I saw. It's a drug called Quvivic. Have you seen this thing?
Quvivic.
Like I said, it's spelled,
Scrabble. It's a Scrabble word.
That's what I said earlier. So the drug is Quvivic.
Okay.
Quvivic.
Are there so many drugs that they all have to have, like, 13, 14 letters in the name, too? Like, can't you just have a drug called Paz?
That's how it is.
That's not a word. Paz isn't a word. Have it make a drug called Paz.
Well, there's something called Pez.
Yeah, you're going to start popping Pez.
Pez, you know. So this Quvivic, it sounds like, it, like I said earlier, that these pharmaceutical companies now, they're just buying a game of Scrabble. And they're taking all the letter tiles, they're putting them in a bag, they're shaking the damn thing up, and they're just pulling out letters, and they're just saying, oh, that's the name of our new drug. All right, so listen to this commercial. I want you to listen to a little bit of it. It's called Quvivic.
I've always had trouble falling asleep and staying asleep. You know, insomnia. But then I found Quvivic, an FDA-approved medication for adults with insomnia. And I'm glad I found it.
All right, so the drug is a new insomnia drug. Quvivic.
That music in the background sounds like he's going to kill someone.
It's like psycho stalker music.
American Psycho.
It does. You're right. All right. So then the disclaimer comes on. And in some of these commercials, all of the contraindications, the disclaimers, the side effects, sometimes that's longer than the actual rest of the commercial itself. But a couple of things stood out here.
Do not take Quvivic if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking Quvivic or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. Quvivic may cause temporary inability to move or talk or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. Quvivic may cause sleepiness during the day. Quvivic may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, and making or eating food.
What?
Sign me up.
Wait, okay. Did you hear that?
The beginning, she also said it'll make you freeze and you can't talk.
you're just walking down the street and it's like... yeah. Help! Give me some of this Quvivic. I can't wait. All right, we got to go this one by one. The side effects of this drug. I'd rather have the freaking insomnia for crying out loud.
Yeah,
please. I'll stay up all night.
Here we go.
Do not take Quvivic if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking Quvivic or drive or operate heavy machinery.
Okay, so don't drive, no heavy machinery. If you have narcolepsy, don't take it.
You feel fully alert. Quvivic may cause temporary inability to move or talk or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking.
Wait a minute. It might cause, like, you freeze.
Yeah,
inability to move
and
talk. Yes.
And listen to the music in the background. Now we've shifted to more of like a cha-cha as we're going through all these horrific side effects.
But the most fascinating part.
Quvivic may cause sleepiness during the day. Quvivic may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, and making or eating food.
Worse.
Walking.
Did I walk
and
or
driving?
Eat Did I drive?
Quvivic may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, and making or eating food.
And she says it like that's okay.
It's like Ambien.
Like, oh, it's just a side effect.
And that's the other point I was going to make. So Froggy says it's like Ambien. Yeah. This sounds like Ambien just renamed Quvivic.
Because
Ambien, that was causing people to do crazy crap. In fact, Joey B.
Yeah, he would wake up with like ham sandwiches and mustard all over.
No, lasagna.
And he would make pasta.
He made lasagna in the middle of the night in his sleep. And then he's got like a whole Pyrex lasagna pan in his bed.
Doesn't even know why.
He's got like ragu jars, pasta boxes. in his bed in the middle of the night while he was on Ambien. He was cooking full Italian dinners in the middle of the night. No recollection of it.
I made garlic bread, bro.
He'd wake up and he's like, oh my God, am I bleeding? No, it's lasagna.
I'm covered in blood. Oh, it's regular.
I've been stabbed. No, it's tomato sauce.
There's a horse head in my bed. Oh, it's lasagna.
I have a friend who did the same thing, and she would wake up in the middle of the night. It's kind of gross, but she would wake up in the night, and she was eating this one particular item, and not knowing it, she was eating boxes upon boxes of Nutri-Green bars in the middle of the night. So she didn't know, so she would be at work the next day and get to a certain time of day, and she would have to run to the bathroom because of all the fiber. And it took her a while to figure out what was happening, but it was the Nutri-Grain bars.
She was, thank God she wasn't chugging a Miralax when she was asleep.
God, but Q-Vivic, it sounds like they're just picking up where Ambien left off. Yeah.
With the same stuff. Bad side effects.
You know, you'll sleep eat, you'll sleep cook, we won't remember this.
Sleep drive.
But the way that lady, the disclaimer, it sounds like those are acceptable things. Like, okay, these are some of the things that can happen. So you just have to, weigh your pros and cons. You want to get a good night's sleep?
How about
you might drive your car while you're asleep.
How about sleep murder? You know, you might
happened.
That has. People have made that excuse that they were on like Ambien and they killed somebody in their sleep and they don't remember it.
Well, wasn't Tiger Woods on Ambien during one of his car? Did they ever figure that out?
I think that was suggested that he was on medication like that,
or maybe not that, maybe not the wreck, but prior to that when he got a DUI, I thought there was Ambien involved.
Wow.
Do not take Q-Vivic if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking Q-Vivic or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. Q-Vivic may cause temporary inability to move or talk or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking.
I want to know about this like catatonic like freezing. Is it like the what is that stone syndrome? That stone man.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Q-Vivic may cause sleepiness during the day. Q-Vivic may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, and making or eating food. Worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts, may occur. Most common side effects are headaches and sleepiness.
Okay, so guess what?
Yeah.
Most common side effects, sleepiness. I'm already sleepy because I have insomnia and I stay up all night. I think I'll just stick with that.
Jeez. Let me grab line 6. Anonymous is calling in from Tampa. Hey, Anonymous, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, are well. All right. So you have a story about, a sleeping medication?
Yes, it's not the one that the new one you're talking about, but my husband used to have really bad insomnia, and his doctor prescribed Ambien, and he started to do really bizarre things, awake while he was asleep. But the most horrific thing is that I got home from work and he fell asleep. He was squatting on the kitchen. He relieved himself and he fell asleep squatting. And I got home.
He's squatting on the kitchen floor going to the bathroom and he fell asleep while squatting?
Yes, and he did not remember, and it was horrific. Because can you imagine just walking home? You're working, you go home, and then you find your husband squatting, sleeping, and there's like, he went to the bathroom, and I was like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, I have questions.
Yeah.
So he's squatting. He's squatting like a catcher, like a baseball catcher.
Like, yeah.
And he went. What did he do?
Yeah, he pulled out his pants and everything, and he doesn't remember.
I don't care if he went number one or number two.
It makes a big difference. What are you talking about? What was it, ma'am?
It was that he stayed like that for like a good hour. Like, I could not.
Wait a minute. He was frozen in a squatting position, asleep for an hour on your kitchen floor?
And who knows for how long he was like that. Like, I was not able to wake him up. He was like, and I told him, this is it. I don't care. You're not taking this medication.
Was that the last time that he took Ambien?
He talked to his doctor, and yeah, I believe that was the last time because, it was just crazy. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, this is it. This is
That's like a disclaimer for the commercial. Talk to your doctor if you're found squatting in your kitchen for 2.5 hours.
Ma'am, did you rub his nose in it like a bad dog?
Stop. Bad husband. Bad husband. Hey, Anonymous, thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow. Look at that.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I can mean only one thing. It's time for the early morons in the news. MJ and the crew at 6:42. Morons start right now. Got a lady in Wisconsin. Guess what this brain surgeon did?
Is she an actual brain surgeon?
No.
I mean, the only thing you said is she lives in Wisconsin. You really gave no context. Does it have to involve cheese curds?
She's not a neurosurgeon. No. She's not working on Damar Hamlin's condition. Now, this rocket surgeon in Wisconsin tried to kill her husband with animal euthanasia drugs.
Well, if it was like drugs for an elephant or drugs for an animal that's bigger than humans, it would definitely work.
Monroe, Wisconsin, lady charged with attempted first-degree murder, accused of poisoning her husband, who's a veterinarian, with an animal euthanasia drug. And it's not just once, but numerous times. Amanda Chapin, 50 years old, was arrested by the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office, reported that authorities said she poisoned her 70-year-old husband, Gary Chapin, 3 times by putting these barbiturates. It's a drug that's used to euthanize animals. And, hey, listen, we've had both of our older Jack Russells, they were euthanized at our house.
From lapse of love?
Yeah, no.
We did that.
No, from my veterinarian. So, we use veterinary medical, which is on Henderson in South Tampa. You know, Dr. Garcia, you know, back in the day, and Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray, our beloved Scarlet and Romeo, our 2 prior Jack Russell Terriers, you know, Romeo lived to almost 19. Scarlet lived to just shy of 18. And we had both of our dogs euthanized in our home. It makes you sad when you think about it. But apparently this woman whose husband's a vet, she got a hold of some of the drugs and tries to euthanize him by putting the stuff in his coffee?
I mean, would it not work? It didn't work, right?
Well, apparently not.
I mean, she would have to double the or triple the size of the dog.
Think about the amount of the dose you would need to put down like a chihuahua. You would need like 1,000 times that to put down a man.
I mean, our Jack Russells rolled in at, I don't know, probably between 15 and 17 pounds or so. I mean, here's a guy, I don't know how much this 70-year-old vet weighs, but it's going to be considerably more than a dog. And luckily, she didn't have enough.
This coffee's very watery, sweetheart.
She tried to pour. Are you using a new type of creamer? It just doesn't taste good.
It's just some soap. Don't worry.
What was that from?
That was from Dahmer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. From the Netflix series on Dahmer, that was like white stuff. As he was poisoning the guys that he was about to kill and hack up, one of the in Dahmer, I don't know if that's a real story, but in the Netflix Dahmer series, there's like white crap floating on the top of the guy's beer. And Dahmer,
what? He goes, there's white stuff floating on this. What is this? It's just soap from the dish. Don't worry about it.
Then the guy just drinks it.
Could you please rinse the soap out of my cup?
No problem.
So anyway, this crazy wife tries to poison the husband three times by putting barbiturates in his coffee between July and August, and she was finally arrested last week. The couple was married in March, so they're like a newlywed couple, after which Amanda Chapin forged one of Gary's children's signatures on a power of attorney. So what, try to like get power of attorney, get access to the money, then kill the guy with vet drugs?
All right, so this guy's a vet, a veterinarian, and he's getting poisoned with vet drugs. Doesn't he have like a tolerance to it? He's been around this for like 50 years.
He doesn't shoot the stuff up.
What the hell are you saying?
If you're around something,
not ingesting it or having it injected into his veins. What are you saying?
It's like,
dude, I'm convinced you had a stroke. I am convinced that something's happened to you.
You understand we make jokes. We're a comedy based show.
That's not comedy. That's like you're slipping.
Jeez, let's talk about the air conditioner for a half an hour.
Fester. I gotta have Hamlin's doctors at the UCMC check you out.
I think he means like, you know, snake handlers. They handle snakes.
Then the joke grows on the snake handlers.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Fester, that's ridiculous.
Instead, we shut the whole show down. It makes no sense at all. You're saying, wouldn't he build up a tolerance? No, he's not ingesting or shooting up the euthanasia drug.
And instead of a comedic response, you come back with an angry response.
I'm sorry, because you said something idiotic.
We say idiotic things all the time.
Well, it's like an exterminator built up resistance to their spray.
It's like an exterminator walked out of a fumigated house. He's like, what's up, boys? This is the craziest show.
All right. So Gary, he fell into a coma, the vet. He fell into a coma.
Obviously, because he had no tolerance to the drugs.
Will you stop it? After Amanda's third attempt to poison him, he did fall into a coma because she must have, like, increased the dose. And the third attempt put him into a coma with the barbiturate-laced coffee, and that lasted for 4 days. The complaint says that blood work exhibited that the drugs were in the same type of drug category that they used to put the animals down.
Well, please tell me exactly which category they fall into.
All right, Fester, just stop being a wise ass.
Where do you keep the stuff you use for the Great Danes?
Oh, yeah. Don't touch that.
I need the stuff for horses.
Yes.
That would work.
Where's the stuff you use to euthanize horses?
Amanda, I can't get near it because I haven't built a tolerance.
All right, Fester.
Okay, gosh. All right.
Anyway, he has filed for divorce.
Yeah, good.
She was trying to divorce him permanently, and he has filed for divorce now from this sicko.
Tampa Bay's favorite morning show.
Awesome.
The MJ Morning Show.
Roxanne, told this to the room. Did you not expect this to make it on the air?
It was kind of just an A and B conversation between me and Fester.
Mm-hmm. This would have been a good blind item for next week, MJ.
So Roxanne's got a little story involving a bounce house. You user. You cretin. You're a terrible...
Who you're using?
You're a terrible
guys.
Neighbor. You're a terrible member of your West Chase community.
I am.
She's a fantastic.
By the way, I've got no problem talking about Roxanne and West Chase because there are 29 million homes in West Chase. So
she lives in Bennington.
Yeah.
What?
The enclave she lives in.
Just kidding.
So here's the deal. My daughter is obsessed with bounce houses. Doug used to take her once a week. They closed during the pandemic, and it's so sad to see her go by and go, Mommy, the bounce house is still closed. Yes, they are. So I'm driving home yesterday. I pull into the yard. There is the biggest bounce house I've ever seen, like with the slides. It was a water slide one, multiple slides,
a pool attached.
Is this a rental?
And yes.
This is in your neighborhood, and is it right next door?
It's on top of our driveway because I kind of live on the corner and this house is on the corner too. And I mean, it's right there.
So it's your next door neighbor?
Yes. Yes. They back up to me.
Okay.
And so, but they're also my next door neighbor, if that makes sense.
It does. I can picture it.
Yes. Right. So
your back door neighbor.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to take my daughter to piano. She's going to see this bounce house and she's going to flip out. So I tried to get her in the car, take her to piano. And
you should have just like, hey, we're going to play a new game. Blindfold. what's your daughter's name?
Evelyn
Jade, right. Hey, Evelyn Jade, we're going to play a new game. Put this blindfold on and guess where we're going so she can't see the bounce house next door.
Call
me up. I got all kinds of tricks. Yeah. All right.
When she saw that bounce house, she was like, what is that? So I concocted this big story when we got home that I talked to the lady and she said that it's just for boys. And then my daughter said, yeah.
You wait a minute. So you lied to your kid and now you're introducing a gender discrimination?
What? She just has boys.
At 4 years old, you're introducing.
Okay, exactly. So then I feel bad because I did that. And my daughter's the type where she would call the woman out the next time she saw her.
And she'll never forget that the bounce house was not. All right. So
never.
All right. Folks, listen to what Roxanne did next.
So I kind of have another confession, which is I'm not really that friendly of a neighbor. And
Roxanne told us that she never has talked to this neighbor ever. Gives them dirty looks because they don't mow their lawn. Mow their lawn a lot.
Ew.
And they're not very friendly. And Roxanne doesn't give them the time of day. Doesn't like them. The husband is all tatted up and smells bad.
Damn, car parts in the front yard.
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah, that's
okay.
All true.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You say he has a peg leg?
You've never spoke to this neighbor other than a passing pleasantry.
Like, no, hey, there's not even passing pleasantries. So, Roxanne, what do you do?
So, I got a bottle of bourbon from my house. And I brought it over
to
them.
Doug's grips.
And I just wheeled my kids up in the strollers and I said, do you mind? I go, here you go. Just wanted to give this to you because I could tell there was a party going on. And
you
then
ignore this neighbor for years like they have a leper colony over there. And now you're going over with a bottle of booze.
In the middle of a party?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So obviously a children's party, by the way, because there's a bounce house. And
everybody
you bring
was
booze.
Talking
too
about
big
you.
For your kids to be able to go in their bounce house.
Whoa.
You cretin.
That's a new low.
That is an absolute new low. How low can you go?
Stay obliged.
Go ahead.
Did you talk to the husband or the wife?
Both.
What if he is a recovering alcoholic? I support people in recovery. Recovery is great, but what if he's having an issue?
He just fell off the wagon last night.
Roxanne.
He was clean and sober for 761 days, and he just got
his new chip.
Hey, honey, when's that radio girl going to come by?
And he got it. He got into the car, and he crashed into a light pole on Hillsboro.
And they were.
Her husband passed out in the middle of the street.
That bitch Roxanne next door gave me some Woodford Reserve.
What happened was
bitch dropped off some sailors.
This really happy lady with two kids came by and said, hey, can you use your bounce house?
The number one reason to wake up.
Wake up!
The MJ Morning Show.
Roxanne, are you chastising me here? Are you?
This is all your fault.
And Doug,
I find one person to blame.
And Doug, your fiance, who we call Dig Doug, he's not thrilled with me either?
No, I actually blamed you. He blamed me, and then I blamed you.
All right, so is this from your daughter listening to the radio?
It very well could be. I think so.
But also, you're also blaming me because you're saying that
it's an effect you're having on me.
My use of this is rubbing off on you.
Subconsciously.
So you're using this particular verbiage at home.
And I've never used this verbiage. It's never been a go-to. But now apparently it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the MJ Morning Show. I am MJ. I'm about to get dressed down by Roxanne. And listen, I can take it. What's the problem? Spell it out.
Here's how it started. Yeah. The other night, we were seeing off a relative, and my daughter likes to walk everybody out. She heard a noise in the bushes at night, and I said, ooh, it must be a snake.
Your daughter's 3 and a half, right?
She's 3 and a half. She just turned 4, actually.
Oh, no. Well, why you say she's 3 and a half?
Because I forgot, okay?
Your daughter's 4 now, right?
She's 4.
Okay.
The other one, I have no idea how old she is. Do not ask me.
You're saying goodbye to friends. You're outside in front of the house. And
yes, and so then she hears what she thinks is a snake. So then the next time we go outside.
Wait a minute. What sound does a snake make?
Well, I told her it was a snake just to scare her. Like just to, well, it didn't make a hiss.
You try like a rustling sound?
A rustling sound.
So You're trying to scare your 4-year-old?
I'm trying to scare her into being afraid to go outside of the house at night. Isn't that a good idea? Right, yeah, so great idea.
It's a serial killer, honey.
You're
a
poor kid.
Don't go outside the house at dusk.
Your 4-year-old daughter introduced a new vocabulary
word. So here's
where
she did.
All right, what'd she do?
So the next day she goes, she walks out, she goes, Mama, you think that snake is still out here? And I said, I don't know. She goes, we need to scare the crap out of him. Scare the crap out of the snake, okay? And I tried to stifle my laughter. And I didn't make a mention of it. So then Doug says to me the other day, where he comes in from the patio with her, and they had been looking at her shark book. She's obsessed with the sharks.
Right.
And she says, Dada, I bet you that snake would, or I bet you that shark would scare the crap out of you. And he comes in, he's like, Roxanne.
Honey, listen, I was out in the patio with our daughter, and she sure is using the word crap a lot.
And now she's been saying, oh, crap. Oh, crap. Just, I and this is not me. I've never been a...
This is new? When did this start?
Within the last 2 weeks.
All right. So she's now using crap a lot. She's 4 years old.
And it's not going to go over well at her nice school that she goes to. They're not supposed to use potty language. Bathroom words.
Now, crap is one of my favorite words.
I know it is. It was never a favorite word of mine, but now it's just around.
We got a lot of crap coming up on the show today.
Is your daughter listening to the show, or are you taking it home just by around being around us?
Both.
So you're using the word crap
double
now.
Crap.
Hey, guess what? I think it's much less me saying the word crap occasionally on the show. I think Roxanne is blaming me because I do use the word, and it's now rubbing off on Roxanne. Roxanne has picked up the word from me. Roxanne is using the word, and hence her now 4-year-old daughter has picked up the word, so it's crap this, crap that, crap. Any complaints from school yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be. But the only good thing is I think I'm using that word more now because I hang around you and because it's better than the word I normally use. I've replaced it. You know, so I've actually...
Right, so crap is not a curse word.
Compared to...
You actually use the S-bomb?
But I've curtailed that because I have a child.
And tell me about your 4-year-old using the S-bomb or other 4-letter words.
Yeah, no, crap is her word right now. That's,
And it's my fault.
And it's 100% your fault.
It's all my fault.
I've convinced Doug it's your fault.
I'll tell you what's Froggy's fault.
So Doug's angry. Big Doug is angry at me?
He believes me now. I kept telling... He goes, well, you say it all the time. I said, but I say it all the time because MJ says it all the time. Fester says it all the time.
Boy. Shut the crap up. You don't say it all the time.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I want to welcome Nick Friedman to the MJ Morning Show. Turns out, I don't want to give out any specifics here, but it turns out that Nick doesn't live far from where I live. And Nick, apparently, according to the PR agency here, you have seen me walk my dogs in the neighborhood. I had no idea that you were spying on me. How'd you know that it was me walking my dogs, Nick?
MJ, everybody knows it's you, man. You're an iconic figure in Tampa and in the hood. So,
all right, let's not get
it. I always see you walking the 2 little ones.
Yeah, my Jack Russell Terriers. And in fact, I mean, I know where you live because somebody pointed it out. And I think a friend of mine knows you. So I knew where you live. But I think I even waved to you like 2 or 3 nights ago. You were out in the yard. I waved to you. But I had no idea that you knew that I was the world-famous MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Whoa, world.
That's right. There goes the neighborhood.
All right. So, Nick, this is interesting. You are in a brand-new movie which drops to – is it today it drops? Video on demand?
Today. Yes, sir.
All right. Yep. This is available today on VOD, video on demand, and it's called – Bezos, The Beginning. And this is something that, man, we see the trucks they're delivering. I see like 19 Amazon trucks in my neighborhood every day. And, of course, Bezos turned Amazon from a garage-born bookseller to the juggernaut. I mean, this massive, you know, trillion-dollar-plus valuation company in a couple of decades, you know, started back in the early 90s. So, Nick, you're in this movie, Bezos, The Beginning. And Nick, by the way, is an entrepreneur. You've been on Shark Tank. You've been on a number of things. And a lot of people might know you or know your company. You were one of the co-founders of College Hunks Hauling Junk. How do you go from hauling junk to being in a Jeff Bezos movie?
Well, it's like we went from the junk moving to business to the movie business. You know, I met a guy, Armando Gutierrez. He's actually one of the owners of the Tampa Yankees. And he makes these different movies, and he told me he bought the script to this Bezos biopic that was about the starting of Amazon. And the first thing, I couldn't believe that there had never been a movie made about Bezos in the beginning of Amazon. And the second thing, I said, hey, can I get involved? And he was like, well, do you want to produce it? Do you want to act in it? And I was like, well, how about both? I've done unscripted TV. Why don't I try a scripted movie? And I could obviously identify as an entrepreneur with the Bezos story. He's the most kind of iconic, or one of the most iconic success stories, and there's not a day that goes by that three or four packages aren't being delivered on my front desk, yep, or front stoop. So
yeah, with that black and kind of teal blue Amazon tape across the front of it, right?
It's exactly right. So, you know, he's in the logistics business. I'm in the logistics business. There's a few zeros missing from our valuation versus Amazon,
right?
But ultimately, it was fun, and I kind of forgot sort of the origins of Amazon starting, like you said, in the garage. He was selling books online as he was having to deal with the competition from Barnes and Noble, which, by the way, the villain in the movie is played by Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah. Kevin. This is great. So Michelle and I watched it. I had a screener that I was able to watch on Sunday, so we already watched this thing. And I tell you, is that a true storyline? Was the Barnes & Noble guy that nasty and threatening toward Bezos in the beginning?
As far as I know, everything in the movie is historically accurate. It's based on interviews. It's based on biographical books. It was based on actually a book called Zero to Hero, about Bezos and the starting and founding of Amazon.
Yeah, because the guy, the big dude at Barnes & Noble, he was a total P-Rick to Bezos, and just like nasty and blowing him off. And then ultimately, Nick, as you know, Amazon ate Barnes & Noble's, had him for lunch.
Exactly. And you see that sort of unfold in the movie, right, is Bezos kind of getting threatened by the guy and intimidated by the Barnes & Noble CEO. And then ultimately, you know, the Barnes & Noble CEO tries to buy him out for $1 million, and Bezos tells him to go fly a kite. You know?
Yeah, that's what I also wanted to know, that in the movie, so the Barnes & Noble guy originally blows off Bezos, and it's like, good luck, chump. You're not going anywhere. We're going to crush you. We're going to squash you like a bug. And then it starts to catch on, and the Barnes & Noble guy says, yeah, maybe there is something here. So Barnes & Noble, dude, offered to buy Amazon early on for $1 million, and Bezos told him to fly a kite.
And Bezos hadn't sold a single book yet. You know, they were barely making ends meet in the garage. The website wasn't even live yet, and he was already putting fear. And now, you know.
Right. Also, is it true the different names that they were considering before Amazon? Is that true?
100% true. So Bezos first wanted to call the website Kadabra.com.
All right, so listen to this. So Bezos wanted to call it Kadabra, but Nick, everyone thought that Kadabra was
cadaver. They thought it was a dead body, including my role in the movie. I play the role of Shell, who's the first guy Bezos ever hired.
Right, you were like the computer in the movie. You're the computer genius that was employed to build the code for the website.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then the next website name was Relentless.com, because Bezos thought that was going to be, you know, how he had to be to become successful. So that was sort of his mindset, but then realized that wasn't really, you know, their target market to call themselves Relentless.com. So, yeah, they went through two iterations before they landed on Amazon. And, you know, he was just looking through a dictionary and trying to find words that started with A, because back then the search engine listings on Google were alphabetical. So, you know, that's how they ultimately landed on Amazon.
He wanted a name that started with A for the search optimization. So that's what put him in the A category finally. But, man, that's hysterical that he originally he thought that it was going to be magic. So that was the whole premise, that you can go on a website, any book you want, you go on, you order it, and it gets shipped to your front door. And he thought that was like magic, like abracadabra. And then he was originally naming Amazon cadabra.com. But person after person thought that he said cadaver.com. No, it's cadabra.com. And why dead body cadaver? So I think he learned pretty quickly that that was going to be a big misinterpretation. And then relentless, relentless. And then ultimately, look, Amazon.com, you know, has changed everything about, you know, how we do business.
Yeah, and it's what's in a name, right? I mean, our company, College Hunks Hauling Junk, that was my business partner's mom called us that when we were in college hauling in a, you know, beat up cargo van. And we were like, you know, that's a catchy name. And we, you know, put that on trucks and made it bright orange.
Wait a minute. So that was literally, you were hauling crap, and one of the moms said, you're like College Hunks Hauling Junk. That's where the name came from?
100%. It was her cargo van, and she goes, you guys could be like College Hunks who haul junk. And we were like, that's the name. Let's put it on a flyer. So I always tell the story. I mean, I can identify with working in a garage and getting started, like, you know, the humble beginnings of the early startup. We had the 800 number on the back of our truck routed to our cell phone. People would call to complain about driving, and I'd be in the driver's seat answering the phone, pretending like, you know, we were going to fire those guys.
Wait, so you had the phone number on the van? You guys were bad, reckless drivers, and people were calling to complain?
Well, we were multitasking. You know, back when you're a startup, you're doing everything yourself. So we were doing the books while answering the phone, while hauling the trucks, while driving the truck.
So, but I mean, that's clearly your drivers are good these days. But back then, that's hysterical. All right, so
we're at the call center now.
Nick Friedman, who plays the computer nerd that builds the code for Bezos, first guy hired in the garage. By the way, did your character end up with the real character, the real guy, the shell, did he end up a multi-millionaire?
So he ended up worth a couple billion with a B.
Wow.
Which nobody's feeling sorry for him. But in the movie, you see the friction and sort of the resentment, because he knew this thing could be big, but he wasn't getting the same amount of shares that Bezos' wife or parents were getting as sort of co-founders. And obviously, you know, those guys today, including Bezos' parents, are worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars for their early investment and early shares of the company.
Oh, and by the way, Bezos' stepfather, right?
Yep. He adopted him, I think, when Bezos was four. Yep.
Right. And then Bezos' stepfather is of Cuban origin, and it's played by Emilio Estefan, Gloria Estefan, right? Estefan, I'm sorry, Estefan. So it's Emilio Estefan, and it's Gloria Estefan's husband plays Bezos' dad in the movie. Hey, Nick, before we go, tell everyone, how can they see Bezos the Beginning?
Yep, well, it comes out today, and of course it's on Amazon Prime. We wouldn't miss that, but it's also on Apple TV, Google Play Video, pretty much any of the video on demand streaming platforms. You'll be able to find it. And it's an inspirational and I think also kind of informative story, because we forget about those early days of Bezos and Amazon, and we rely on it so much in today. So appreciate you helping talk about it.
All right, Nick, I'll see you in the hood walking the dogs.
Absolutely. I'll say hi this time.
All right, see you later, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Take
bye-bye.
Care. Happy birthday.
Oh,
thanks. Aw, that's so nice.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. So isn't that hysterical?
It really is.
Kadabra. So Amazon was originally called Kadabra, as in abracadabra.
Should have been like voila. How you spell that?
Voila.
V-O-I-L-A. With a little accent mark.
Yeah. Well, voila. That's mine.
Yeah. People say voila, but it's voila.
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 Yeah.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Guess what time it is? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for... It's time for 8-Bit Hit. This was such a hit when we played this like a week and change ago that we're back with the second installment of 8-Bit Hit. This is where... Froggy, I'm sorry, what game show host are you now, Froggy?
He is Hal Herman, and he's waiting for his big introduction.
Oh, gee, he walked out of the studio, so he's got to walk in. Ladies and gentlemen, the host and star of 8-Bit Hit, Hal Herman!
Welcome to... Name the 8-Bit Hit!
All right, Froggy, can you put the fake...
Nothing but the 80s!
All right, Froggy, put the fake microphone down and please talk into the real...
Sure thing.
You really have no idea how...
The real...
Fake one down?
No, you need...
This is the real one, and this is the fake one.
That's the real one.
You have no idea how a broadcast studio works.
Excuse me, this is like my 27th game show hosting gig in here, and I'm doing fantastic. I know how to use a microphone, and don't tell me I don't!
Holding the microphone upside down now.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry about that. Welcome to Name the 8-Bit Hit, hottest game show sweeping across America.
You can't walk away from the real microphone.
Well, I had to do my Hal Herman kick.
You had to do his kick. I mean, you can see it on the video.
Now, this really had good response. Last time we played this game, the phone lines jammed up. People loved it.
Yeah.
All right. 8-Bit Hit. Call up now. Look, the phones are already ringing.
As you see the list, we have a massive amount of songs this week.
We have a lot of songs. This could take 2 hours.
So it's all the 80s, right? Is that
nothing? No, it's not all the 80s.
Okay.
You extremely large man.
Sorry, Hal.
It's called Nothing But the 80s.
All right, we're going to invite you right now. We already have calls on hold. I haven't even given out the phone number yet. And Coop's
call
already,
up.
Coop, people are just champing at the bit to play this game.
Oh, yeah, they're lining up now.
All right, here's the number.
It's a popular one.
All right, folks, call us up, 800-990-1047. Call us right now and play the game, 800-990-1047. We're going to play over the phone for you. We're going to play an 8-bit rendition of a 80s song, and it's that... like Atari 1980s computer music sounding.
Definitely. You played an example earlier of a song that was done in it. Think of a Mario, Super Mario, Tetris. Think of the way those used to be. Beep, beep, beep. You know, maybe even Pong. Think of Pong.
All right. So let's go to phones now.
Think of Pong.
Every line is jammed. If you call up now, you're going to get a busy signal. But just wait for a contestant to drop off and then try to jump on the line. So you can try to play 8-Bit Hit right now. You just got to guess the song we're playing.
It's the easiest game of the world.
800-990-1047 when lines open up. 800-990-1047. Let's grab one of our early phone callers, KK in St. Pete. And KK, you called up even before I gave out the phone number. Welcome, KK.
Yeah, good morning. Well, happy belated birthday, MJ.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yesterday was my birthday. I appreciate it.
It was very sweet, KK.
It was. Oh, you know what? I have to post. I didn't post it yet. Michelle made an awesome cake for me from scratch. It was delicious.
What a baker.
Did she cook it with marijuana butter?
Good one, KK.
Nice.
That's
awesome.
She did Froggy's birthday.
Yeah, she did.
You got to get yourself a magic butter machine.
No, she
Froggy, you should have shared with him for his birthday. That would have been the perfect time.
I like KK.
Yeah. So, no, Michelle did not cook the cake with marijuana butter. All right.
No.
KK, you know how to play the game, right?
I do.
All right. So we're going to play the first 8-bit hit, and you tell us what 8-bit hit song this is. Now, this is the all 80s edition.
Yes, yeah, nothing but the 80s.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Good luck.
I got it.
What is it?
That's Van Halen, Jump.
Yes! Wow.
Yeah, I knew it on the first note.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's listen to a little bit.
Yeah, that's an easy one. We are rocking.
Hey, KK, congratulations, KK.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You got an easy one. That's really starting off simple.
You just won.
I know, you know, the last time I called, you gave me the Army of the whatever it was. I still don't know the name of the song.
Seven Nation Army. That's a great song.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they play that at every college football game. KK, hold on. Froggies wants to give you one of his joints.
There you go, KK. Okay,
cool. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
I'll give it to you right through the microphone.
She said, okay, cool. I'm kidding.
Thanks, KK.
Okay.
Let's grab Kyle is in Temple, Texas.
Whoa.
Look at that. Kyle must be listening online. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're well. Are you ready to play the 8-bit hit game?
Absolutely.
All right, Hal, take it away.
All right, here we go. All I need you to do is name this 8-bit 80s hit. Yeah.
That is the Safety Dance.
Oh, man!
Yes.
Oh,
easy
peasy. These guys are killing it. Easy peasy is right.
All right, let's listen a little bit. Absolutely, you got it.
Can you believe I made that on my Casio at home? It's unbelievable.
You're really good.
Thanks.
Kyle, so you're listening in Temple, Texas. Were you a local that listened to us years ago?
Yes, sir. I just moved to Texas 2 years ago. Born and raised in Tampa Bay. Love you guys. And, Coop, I'm coming for your job. Wiregrass over Sponge Lake, baby.
Hold on. What did you say?
I'm coming for Coop's job.
He's coming for Coop's job.
How'd you know I went to Sun Lake?
I'm smarter than Coop. Because you said it before the show. I'm a power listener to this show.
He's a power P1 listener.
All right, Kyle, thanks, buddy. You have no idea how little Coop makes. You won't want
this. Yeah, you don't want my job.
You don't want this job.
Cindy is in Kansas City. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the MJ Morning Show, an 8-bit hit. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
We are well. Hal Herman, take it away.
All right, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's do it. Name this 8-bit 80s hit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Let it get going. Hang on a minute.
Oh, my God. I can't think of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Come on.
This is amazing.
Cindy, you can do it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, uh-oh.
You were...
Oh, my gosh.
You got it now?
That was exhausting.
For a second, I thought it was a Barbie.
She finally got it.
Did you cheat? Did you look it up?
How can you look it up?
I mean, maybe if you hold your phone up to it.
You're actually listening.
Driving.
You're talking to radio stars.
I'm driving.
I don't think that you can Shazam this garbage.
Yeah, Shazam, that's it.
I don't think. Maybe. Was it when I went, oh, did that give it away?
Wow.
I heard that part.
Cindy, congratulations. You finally got it. Video killed the radio star.
Thank you.
The Buggles. Wasn't that one of the...
The Buggles. That was the greatest name.
One of the first MTV videos.
That was the first video. Yeah.
Was that it was the first one?
That was actually an intern for MTV.
And ironically, look who doesn't play videos and look who's still on the radio.
There you go. Look at that. Let's grab Alicia in Seminole. And it's time to play what, Hal?
Name this 8-bit hit.
All right. Hey, Alicia.
Nothing about the 80s.
Hey, MJ. What's up, guys?
Hey, Alicia. Welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We are never better. And you know how to play. We're going to play you a snippet of a really cheesy computer-sounding 8-bit song. And you tell us what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope I don't choke.
Uh-oh. I hope you don't choke either. Oh,
here,
wow, that's really awful.
It is.
Oh, back.
Just wait.
I thought it was a game of asteroids.
That was awesome, that intro.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Obviously, that beginning part is the guitar solo that they did spectacularly.
You got it.
Wow, that beginning
was
sick.
That was a long intro.
It was, and it was. It sounded like asteroids at the beginning.
You know? How does the beginning of that song actually start?
I have no idea.
With the guitar solo, right?
Yes. Like that. All right.
Perfect.
Hey, congratulations. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys. Have fun.
All right. A line is now open, 800-990-1047. Jump on.
My goodness, these are some hits.
A line has just opened up, 800-990-1047. So if you'd like to play, name that 8-bit hit. Jump on in, grab that open line, and guess the next upcoming 8-bit hits. 800-990-1047. Let's go to George in Tampa. Hello, George. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome, George.
Hey, MJ. How you doing? Good morning.
We are phenomenal. All right. You ready to play?
Nothing but the 80s. Name this 8-bit hit.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
This part's good. Listen.
Hang on. I suck at names.
Come on.
You can do it.
I know this. Everybody.
Come on, George.
Come on, George. George, you're going to be the first failure.
I know.
You can do it.
I'm sorry, man.
Roxanne, don't give the answer. We can take another call.
Another call.
George, thank you, George. Thanks for playing.
That explosion was awesome. That was,
we're going to have to play it again.
Yeah.
All right, 800-990-1047.
George,
800-990-1047. Let's go
what a
to...
disappointment George was.
Yeah.
Really awful.
He was so excited, and he bombed.
Really?
All right. Spring in Citrus Park. Spring, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. We got to give you the one that George just bombed on. Name this 8-bit hit. It is. Do you know what it is by any chance?
I think it's Amadeus.
Yes! You did right. You got it.
My goodness. How could you possibly think?
That's why I was giving George the previous call. I was going, ooh.
Yeah, those are good clues. Ooh. What else do you need?
You know, the beginning where the woman goes, ooh, rock me, Amadeus. Ooh. It Rock Me Amadeus by Falco.
I think that's a better version of the original.
I think it does sound awesome. Better. Hey, congratulations. You got it, Spring.
Have a good winter.
Have a great day. All right, let's go to Grant. Man, this is a good addition here.
I'll tell you what, this is good times.
It is. All right, stand by in just a bit. We're going to get into Roxanne's little... Now, what are you calling this, Roxanne?
The Horny Report.
And I'd like to stick around for that, if that's okay.
All right, Hal, you can hang out for Roxanne's Horny Report.
Woo!
She said she needs a little bit of time here.
All right.
All right, 800-990-1047. I don't think I'm going to play all... I've got like 25 of these.
I put a lot of work.
I mean, how many more do you want to play? You play five more?
Let's go to Grant in Seminole. Grant, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Would you like to play 8-bit hit?
Yes, I knew the last one, too. I was listening to it and saying, I know it.
I'm sure a lot of people were doing that with Amadeus.
Well, let's see if you know this one. Oh, Froggy, this is not 80s.
It's not?
No, this one actually, you know, I don't want to give away too many hits, or hints, rather.
Oh, my gosh. Right? This is a catastrophe.
Go ahead and hit it.
All right, well, here you go. Name this 8-bit hit not quite from the 80s.
Oh, Baby Don't Hurt Me?
You're close. You got a lyric in the song.
Oh, What Is Love?
What was that stupid movie?
Night at the Roxbury.
A classic in my family.
So that was the spoof. Those were the two guys on SNL.
They go to the nightclubs.
Was it Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan? And Chris, they did like the jerking head guys with the nightclub lizard act.
They're like all on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That would have worked in the Me Too movement. If you remember, they would grab a woman and hump her. a couple of monkeys.
Did they really?
They got canceled. Oh, man, right.
Yeah, they were canceled.
Very canceled.
Hey, congratulations. You got it, Grant. Good job, buddy.
Good job, Grant.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's from the early 90s.
So, man, I could have sworn that's 89-ish.
No.
I don't know. You might want to look up Hathaway. No,
that's like 92 or 93-ish.
I challenge you.
Hey, Coop, can you tell me when Hathaway, What Is Love, was a single? It was like 92 or 93.
The challenge on the field.
All right. Listen, Gene.
I'm turning into Gene Decker off. Let's go fucking ears.
93.
Look at that.
Damn it.
I nailed it. I said 92 or 93.
My intern's fired.
All right, let's go back to phones. All right, a couple more. Then we got to move on to Roxanne's horny story.
All right, only 22 more to go. Let's do it.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle's up next in Apollo Beach. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We are fantastic. You ready to play 8-Bit Hit?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right, Hal, take it away.
Michelle, name this 8-Bit Hit.
Come on, we only play this every hour.
I know. Hold on. I know it's Bon Jovi. Hold on. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Living on a prayer?
Yeah!
You know, the union's been on strike. You know that?
No. Not on his luck.
Yeah.
Took all our instruments. All we got is a Casio.
So does that mean I get tickets now to a show?
That would have been good.
You know, Bon Jovi is coming up in the spring.
We should save this for when we're giving away Bon's tickets.
All right, tell you what, call me at home later on, okay?
What?
Yeah, give MJ a call on the personal line. All right,
have a great day.
Bye, Michelle.
Woo, I got to tell you guys, I'm having fun on this episode of Day of the 8-Bit Hit.
This is a pretty good addition. How many more do you want to play?
17.
Okay, cool. So right now I have four people on hold.
Yes.
If we just finish out this four, would that be all right?
All right, it's fine. All right, no more. Coop, so the one you're screening.
Cut off.
Yeah, Coop is screening more, but just tell everyone, just cut it off here. And just tell everyone thanks. We'll play again at another time, all right?
I have the next edition is going to be huge.
All right.
All right, so yeah, all the lines are ringing. So all the ones that are calling in now, just tell them we'll play next time. All right, let's go. Oh, we got a tag team here.
Oh,
I got Patrick and Nicole. Is this husband and wife or boyfriend girlfriend? Hello, Patrick and Nicole, are you there?
Okay, here we are.
Hey, Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
All right, now who's Patrick?
That's my fiance.
Oh, look at that.
It's a little couples little game.
It is. All right. You guys are calling from Lakeland. Are you ready to play 8-Bit Hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck. Name this. Hey, you take it. Wait, it's my show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Name this 8-Bit Hit of the 80s.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Oh, gosh.
I heard somebody give you the answer.
That was
lame-o Patrick.
That was Patrick, the fiance, blurting in from the background.
Oh, I thought the person talking was Patrick.
Yeah, that was an easy one, Hal.
Yeah, maybe you should give her another one.
I'm gonna give them another one. That was too easy.
That was way easy.
All right, let's see if Smarty Pants Patrick knows this one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Turn around.
That's not the label this.
Yeah. That's a lyric, but not the name of the song.
It's romantic. It's a couple song. Are you guys doing it?
we need an answer.
I can sing.
All right, this isn't romance time here.
I don't know.
Oh, look. So
I don't know the title.
Yeah, so
I know the lyrics.
So Smarty Pants Patrick is not that smart anymore, is he?
Nope.
Come on, Patrick. Here, let's do this part right here.
All right, well, sing the lyrics then. Did you want it ever?
We can't help him. We can't help him.
It's like a total eclipse of my heart.
No.
Just give it some hints.
Did not get that one. Guys, thanks for playing. Of course, that was Total Eclipse of the Heart.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You get nothing, as Gene Wilder would say. Nothing.
What?
You're giving out answers.
Froggy, so did Hal.
Froggy already blurted it out.
I wanted to kind of... Well, first of all, Froggy's not even in here. Second of all, I was trying to help.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All right. Kelly's in Tampa.
All right, Kelly.
All right, Kelly, welcome to the MJ Morning Show and the 8-Bit Hit Game. Kelly, are you ready?
I am so ready, sir.
Let's do it, Kelly. You got this. Name this 8-bit hit.
We built 2105 on rock and roll. Hot hits.
2105.
Yay!
Built this city on rock and roll.
Yeah. Yes.
Woo!
Man, that one was awesome.
That is correct. 100% right. Thanks for playing along. You know, I screwed up the custom. Now, I wasn't here back then, but did you listen to Q105? Did they have the custom version?
I don't remember the intro on Q105, but yeah, would they say the city by the bay, city that never sleeps?
Well, we still play that. Hey, Coop, cue that part up. Cue up the part.
Right? And then they have a news guy going, we're at the Howard Franklin Bridge.
But they do.
Now, I wasn't in Tampa Bay back in the mid-80s, but it probably went something like this. Tampa on rock and roll. Hot hits Q105. Say you don't. Right?
Never do that again on my game show. Ever.
I haven't heard that.
What part was worse? MJ singing or that 8-bit hit music?
I mean, holy cow, I feel nauseous.
That was like just a crap sandwich in my ear.
All right, two more.
Let's do it. Two more, baby.
All right, Dave's in Largo. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show 8-Bit Hit.
Oh, right. I'm ready to play.
Well, this guy...
He's all yucking it up over here.
Hey, are you looking for an opportunity in the broadcast business? I do need a producer.
Hey, man. I used to actually be part-time.
Oh, I don't care. Let's play. All right.
You're fired. Hold on.
I want to hear what he had to say.
Oh, so I'm just kidding.
You used to be part-time where?
It was WJXR 92.1 FM.
Where the hell's that?
It was... The studio was in McClenny.
Where? McClenny? Where's that?
That's a lovely area.
It's about 40 miles west of Jacksonville.
Oh, wow.
I used to have an evening thing. You're listening to 92.1 FM WJXR, McClenny, Jacksonville, Orange Park in the Beaches.
Oh, God.
This guy's great.
You're a hack, sir.
Hey, this guy's awesome.
No wonder you never got picked
up. Is this Kid Kelly?
We know why you're no longer doing right. I'm sorry.
I thought he sounded amazing.
Dave, good job, Dave.
What do you do now? You went from a nighttime DJ to what?
I'm a realtor.
Well, that's the way it goes in this business. You can't make it a radio, you sling houses.
They sold the station.
They sold
the station, and it became a Latinx thing, which I don't speak, no habla español.
Right, no habla español.
No bueno.
Well, you probably made the right move, because, the radio business is, not quite the same.
I'll tell you.
All right. Hey, all right, you ready to play 8-Bit Hit?
Oh, yeah, I'm an 80s baby all the way.
Uh-oh, right. Here we go.
All right, we got a challenge. Let's go.
I never knocked down to you. I just had to tell you this is how I feel. I won't share you with another boy. I know my mind is made up. So put away your makeup. Told you what, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way. Roxanne, you don't have to put on that red dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. We don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne, you don't have to put that dress tonight.
All right. All right.
Stop.
Talk about commitment. Actually, that's wrong, sir. I'm sorry.
Sir, we're sorry. That was Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
I apologize. Yes.
You totally got me. I thought it was the police.
Congratulations, you got it.
Wow. That's a way to end it, right?
Wow. That was fantastic. Wow.
What a falsetto that man has.
Wow, that's pretty good. Hey, call again. That was good. All right, we have one more.
Yeah, follow that.
We're going to be able to follow that up, are you sure? That,
yeah. I don't know, but we have Matt's been holding for like 15 minutes.
Oh,
so,
Matt's just laying around in front of doors. Who cares?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Matt, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Matt's in Tampa.
Door back, get it.
Right.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Matt, you're the last call. I don't know how you can top the last caller,
that's
dude.
A lot of pressure, man.
I don't know how you can top that guy. All
right. I can't.
All right, here we go. Hal, give him the intro.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Name this 8-bit hit.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Oh,
Matt.
Oh, man. Matt.
What a disappointment you are, Matt.
That's a way to...
In the middle of the street.
He's singing the lyric now, at least.
He's singing everything but the important part.
Yeah, I
Okay, hold on. Matt, what's the name of the song?
Matt, do you know the name of the song?
It's at the top of my head.
It's in the middle of the street. It's
Speed Hump?
No, close. Our
The Crossing Guard?
Our house?
Yeah. Like passing a kidney stone with this guy.
It is our house, but
thank you.
I told you should have ended it. I knew it. You ruined my game show.
Thank you for the most disappointing ending to that game show possible.
I didn't ruin your game show.
Matt ruined it.
Thanks a lot.
God, that second to last caller was crazy. Yeah.
I love that guy. That guy needs to be a part of the program.
But Matt, I didn't care for Matt at all.
Well, guys, I want to say thank you for having me. Yeah! And let me give you a little hint. The next edition of 8-Bit Hit, nothing but the movies!
Nothing.
Woo! Ooh. Movie soundtracks in 8-Bit.
Nothing but the movies is next.
Oh,
that's
about it.
That's going to be fantastic.
I'm out of here.
That is Hal Herman as Froggy leaves the room. All right, 8-Bit Hit. That was another good installment.
Yeah,
that worked well.
Wow.
Man, the phones just blow up on that. We could have played that until the end of the program at 10 o'clock.
Man, Hal is good. Thanks, Hal.
All the texters just go nuts. They play along.
Hey, did you queue up the We Built This City thing? Do you have that handy?
Yeah, I found it.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
So we still play the custom, Howard Franklin or Sunshine Scale? What do we play? Hit it. Let me hear it. Coming through your school. Go.
Why is the helicopter reporter doing DJ work?
Got a hot tip? Listen. A huge complaint? Or just want to say hi? Email nj@mjmorningshow.com.
This is driving me nuts, and I want to know if this has affected you, Roxanne, you, Froggy, you, Fester, or any of our listeners. We're having an epidemic of people that don't know where the hell anything is or what the hell is going on in the places where they work.
I've seen that.
All right, I'm telling you right now that this has happened to me at Home Depot. It's happened to me at Walmart. You ask employees where something is in the store, I don't know what is going on, but they know nothing. It used to be you go to Home Depot and you find like Jerry with the orange smock on,
yeah,
and he's got all kinds of pins and stuff, and you ask him, yeah, so I need a, you know, I need a tenth of an inch finishing screw with a bronze coating that is non-ferrous, and this, and he'll say, oh, yep, that'll be aisle 8, bin 16, shelf 1. And I have gone to Home Depot or even Lowe's. You know, I'll bounce back and forth, Home Depot, Lowe's. I'll tell you where they do know stuff. And this, the Ace Hardware on Beta Bay, they know where their stuff is. I mean, the mom and pop places, you ask where stuff is, they know where their stuff is. I was last weekend, I stopped off at the Ace Hardware right on Beta Bay in South Tampa, and I had to pick up a couple of things. They knew exactly where everything was. But I've also been against the Lowe's and Home Depot, and they don't know anything. Walmart, I needed like a battery. I was looking for the Panasonic lithium battery, and they know nothing. I was looking for like saline solution. They had no idea where the thing is. I mean, I'm looking all over. I mean, it was in the the pharmacy area, but I am blown away. The is it so tough to get employees that they're just hiring anybody with no training? Shouldn't this be a thing that somebody at a Home Depot ought to know where stuff is, or a Walmart where crap is?
That's a big learning curve, man. You can't know where everything is.
Dude,
that's a good point.
It's
Buster.
Time
that's
after
legit.
Time, though. It is nonstop. It is now more the rule rather than the exception. When I go to one of these big box stores, they have no idea where anything is in their store.
Doug just texted me. He said, when you meet someone there who actually knows something, it feels strange.
Doug just texted you? So yeah. Doug knows, that's Dig Doug, Roxanne's fiance.
He goes there all the time. And so he's like, when you talk to someone who actually knows something, you're shocked.
Will he take my call?
When I worked to talk to Doug.
All right, maybe not.
When I worked at Publix, I used to dread being asked where something was.
You know what? I want to go to phones here. Oh, look at the phone. Phone's already ringing. All right, 800-990-1047. I'm telling you, this is a problem. 800, folks, if you're a manager, if you manage a big box store or any kind of store, would you please just figure out how to make sure your employees know where things are? You know, where's the plywood? And they'll send you down to the light bulb aisle. I mean, how tough is it to tell me where the plywood is?
Plywood! Yeah. Plywood!
All right, let's go to phones. Are you experiencing the same thing that I am? It's driving me nuts. If you have the same deal going on, or, hey, rat out a store. What store do you go into and they have no idea where anything is, and you got to, like, you're on your own. It's like every person for themselves and trying to find out where the inventory is in the store. There was a time, like I said, you walk into a store, a Walmart, you walk into Home Depot, they knew exactly where to send you. And now, forget it.
There's a store that I like to go to. It's a small business, and I buy gifts there for babies and stuff. It's called Seedlings. And when I go in there, they walk me around. They help me find
stuff.
Yeah,
that's on Southdale Mabry.
I love that place.
Yeah, that's near the Publix. That's near, what is that?
Is it Neptune?
I think it is. It's right near, it's that little shopping center, the Carriage House Plaza or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally walk out of there and I feel so strange. I'm like, did I just time travel back to when people wanted to help you?
Yeah, there was like customer service? Wow. All right, phones are jammed, man. I'm telling you, I'm not the only one with this dilemma. Let me bring up the call screener. Fester usually does this, but he's at home. How about Jim in Port Richey? Jim, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Yeah, MJ, how you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
if you remember, years ago at the Home Depot, each department, each specialty department had somebody that was actually qualified. Like if you went into the electrical department, you had an actual electrician working there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. You used to have like...
somebody that used to be a retired person.
Yeah, you used to get like some 72-year-old like genius that used to be like a master electrician, and this guy could wire your house in his head.
So if you had any questions at all, they would be able to assist you and help you. Same with the plumbing department, the carpentry department, you know. And now you just got a bunch of kids that know nothing.
They don't. They don't even know where the screws are. They don't know where the paint is.
And you are also right about Ace Hardware. Any Ace Hardware I've ever gone into, they know exactly where everything is.
Yep. That's been my experience.
Hey, well, they say Ace is the place.
Ace is the place, except they got all politically correct, because it used to be Ace is the place with the friendly hardware man. And now, I guess it was not...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware man. And I guess that was not inclusive. So, like, right. I don't know, like 10 years ago, they changed it to Ace is the place with the friendly hardware folks.
No. Now it's the friendly hardware they.
Yeah. Ace is the place with the friendly hardware it. hey, Jim, thanks for the call. Let's grab Justin in Georgia. Hey, Justin, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well. Go ahead.
So I got an example. Home Depot, I was looking for, like, bricks to build a fire pit with.
Yeah.
I went to Home Depot, and he gave me, like, four different locations in the store where they could be. I'm like, you don't know exactly where it is.
These are heavy bricks. How do you not know where the bricks are?
Right. I'm like, okay, I guess let me just walk over here and... lollygag around, try to find it.
All right, so I have this issue in the Tampa Bay area. This is a caller from Canton, Georgia. Justin's got the same problem. Thank you, Justin. Let's grab Sherry in Tampa. Hey, hi. Sherry, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Cool. How are you guys doing?
We are well. Go ahead.
Great. So I'm in Walmart, and I, of all things, have to buy this little plastic baby pool for this litter of puppies that I need for... I'm in the Walmart kind of near South Tampa across from Toys R Us, and I ask a guy for help. He doesn't know what I want because he doesn't speak English. Then he gets another guy. The other guy gets the inventory, the little scanner thing from Walmart, and he looks for the pool, and it doesn't show up like it's in stock. But when I looked online, it was in stock. Anyway, I ended up finding it in the garden area outside.
By yourself?
Yes, by myself.
No help from employees. You found it on yourself, searching like 87,000 square feet.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's not going to be the paper towel aisle. I mean, you probably, you know.
Yeah, you could have narrowed that down a little bit.
Sherry, but listen, I'm telling you, I know I'm not alone here, and every line is jammed, so I've obviously struck a chord here. Sherry, thank you. Oh, look at this. I'm going to line four. Her name was Lola. Hey, Lola in Lutz, go ahead.
Hey, MJ, I hope there's not too much outside noise. I'm listening to you guys on iHeartRadio while I'm walking.
No, you're great. No, it sounds great. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Your listeners may remember about a year or two ago when the Walmart in Lutz and probably other Walmarts completely changed the store around, and you had no idea.
Yeah, like a bunch of the stores, they had the pharmacy in the middle of the store. Then they moved it to like the front left of the store. And
they completely changed it around. And it took them months to change the signs around. Well, I got to use the Walmart app. And now whenever I go, I have my phone. And when I don't know where something is, I just put it in the Walmart app. And it tells me. And I find myself at the store when I overhear people asking an employee for where something is, and they're like, oh, I don't know. I walk over, hey, let me go ahead and put it in the Walmart app, and I walk them directly to where it is.
You ought to get
so
paid.
I'm kind of becoming an employee there, but yeah, the app.
Lola from Lutz is the loitering Walmart customer that's telling customers where crap is.
Yes. Jeez. Yes, when I do my grocery shopping, if I hear someone asking, because I first tried to tell people, check out the
app. Her name is Lola. She knows where your crap is. Anybody go to Barry Manilow? Was it last weekend?
Yeah.
Hey, Lola, enjoy your walk, Lola.
Thank you very much, MJ. Thank you.
Do you listen to us every morning when you walk with the app?
Well, guess what? I just started to, because I used to listen to you a while ago when you were on daytime talk. And I just recently switched over, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is so great. I love it.
Whoa, wait a sec. Did you not know that the MJ Morning Show was back?
I didn't realize it. I kept wondering, what happened to MJ in the afternoon?
Yeah, so my afternoon show, it's still on. I still do the afternoon show in the Tampa market. It's on 10:10 a.m., 3 to 6. I'm also on 92.1 FM in Tampa and 103.1 FM in Pinellas. That's my afternoon show. And then, of course, the MJ Morning Show, we came back after like a 7-plus year hiatus. We came back October 5th of 2020. So we've been back for over 2 years already every morning on Q105.
Okay, well, I'm usually really up on all that stuff, but apparently this is one I slept on, so sorry.
Yeah, apparently. But, all right, so you know also, Lola, in the car, you can listen to us. Q105 is 104.7 FM, so 104.7.
That's where I first heard you guys back when I started listening again, and now I'm like, oh, this is so funny. This is great to take with me on my walk.
Yep.
These guys are great.
Lola, thank you so much, and have a great day. And listen, the apps are great. You know, and Andrew's giving me
what
the home.
To it?
Give me play. Andrew's giving me the Home Depot music here. Go ahead, play it. This weekend at the Home Depot, we don't know where anything is. Yes. We know nothing. We've got 47 aisles, and not one employee knows where jack crap is at the Home Depot.
They got giant signs that tell you.
Am I entertaining you over there, Roxanne?
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
That's a great commercial. It was really good. Your voice, the music.
You like that?
It's the Find Your Own Crap event at Home Depot this weekend.
It's the scavenger hunt like you've never seen.
It is. All right, let me go back to phones here. And then I want to mention about the apps. Oh, let me do that quickly. So we're on the iHeart. We're not an iHeart station. We're a Beasley Media Group station, but we have the agreements. So you can find us, Q105 Tampa Bay, on the iHeart app. We're also on the Audacy app, AUDACY, used to be radio.com. We're also on the TuneIn app. We're on the MyQ105 app. We're at MJMorningShow.com. So if you don't listen on the conventional car radio or an FM radio at the home or office on 104.7 FM, you can listen to us live on any of the apps all morning long. That's why if you love what you hear when you're going to work, make sure you bring us into work. And you can do it on the smart speakers. You can just say, hey, play Q105 Tampa Bay MJ Morning Show. Make sure you get the live feed and it doesn't play a podcast. But then everything is podcast as well after the show. We have the whole program up on podcast by like 11 a.m. And we're on all the major platforms there. Just search MJ Morning Show Q105 Podcast. All right, let's grab Rico in Texas. Rico, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Uncle Rico. Hey, by the way, Barry Manilow got that wrong. Lola came on to me.
Oh, really?
Good one.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to do some time because of her. Hey, listen, really quick.
Hold on, whoa. Did you just say you had to do some time?
Stop. Bite.
Well, you remember the song? His name was Rico.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Oh, Rico.
Yeah, I don't know all the. Oh, that's right, Rico and Lowell. Oh, I get it now. All
Rico,
right.
That's a stretch, brother, man.
All right, so Rico, what's your story about the employees not knowing where anything is in their stores?
I went to Walmart, and I'm Cuban, so I went to go buy some pimientos in the jar. You know, the long ones, like canned ones.
Yep.
And I'm in the Spanish aisle thinking that it would be there. So I see two employees, and I say, hey, listen, I'm looking for the pimientos in the can, in the jar. She goes, we got the shredded ones. I said, no, I don't want those. I want the long ones. She goes, we don't carry that here. So as I turn around, I'm walking away about 4 feet to my right. I look. There's a jar of pimientos on the shelf, 10 feet away from the two employees, which got through telling me that they don't carry that in the store and that she's been there 5 years now.
You know, I love that. I love when they tell you that, oh, no, we don't have that. We don't carry it. And then you find it yourself in the damn store.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is these two employees were not just two employees. They were those pickers, the ones that prepare your groceries when you order them.
Oh, my God. And then they bring it out to, like, spot number 16 or something.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rico. Have a great day from Texas. Man, tons of Georgia, Texas. The amount of folks that listen to us online, it's amazing. So we had Georgia. That was Texas. Let me grab Newport News, Virginia, or as the locals say, Newport News. Brian, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that I think it's because now you just go to the websites and they have, like, apps set up. We've done two renovations on homes, and every time we went back and forth to Home Depot or Lowe's, like, a million times, it basically is set up now that you do it yourself. So that's what I'm starting to think is going on, is these guys are like, oh, well, they can find it themselves. And if you ask them, a lot of times I've noticed that they just have those little handheld little computers.
Yeah, little scanners, little devices. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Listen, I just know that we're getting folks from all over the area, all over the country now, you know, with the same deal. Let's grab Bill in St. Pete. Let's come back local. Bill, you're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hi.
Hello. Yes, I do construction, and mostly home remodels, and I'm in the Home Depot pretty much daily. And a big issue is, like you said, hey, don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
Or the next thing is, you'll be in a department, and they'll be like, oh, this isn't my department. And
this isn't my department thing.
Why are you in this department then? And I mean, I've gone in there looking for stuff, and there's been a couple of times. One, for instance, was I went in there looking for that vinyl cove base that runs along the base of the floors, you know, walls. I asked three people.
Hey, Festo, are we boring you over here, Festo?
No, this guy sounds like a little bit of a curmudgeon.
Oh, he was, Festo.
Where was that?
Hester.
Yeah. Bill, thank you, Bill.
We hear you a lot louder over your computer.
Thank you. Let me grab Lauren. Lauren's in Lutz. All right, a couple more calls, and we're going to move on here. But the phones have blown up. I'm telling you, I've struck a chord here. I've hit a nerve. Lauren in Lutz, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning. I've been listening to you since my Delray Beach days. So my husband said yesterday that at Home Depot, that's where ladies go now, apparently, to pick someone up. So apparently it doesn't matter if anyone knows where anything is, because I'm not sure where he's getting this research, but that's the new hot spot for meeting someone. It's the new LA Fitness, I guess, of
breaking
Tampa.
News.
Home Depot is the new LA Fitness style pickup place?
Yes. Yes. News flash. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just funny that you guys were talking about Home Depot and like people not knowing where things are. I mean, I've experienced that as well. But I kind of, you know, typical lady in Home Depot, like walking around, like trying to find something for a small project forever. And I'll ask a guy and he'll know where things are when I go typically. But my husband's like, oh, it doesn't matter if they know where things are, because that's just where girls go to pick up like alpha males now.
Or wow. This weekend at the Home Depot, it's the special get laid event.
Yes.
The construction workers.
If you want to lay pipe, lay lumber, or lay your employees.
At the Home Depot, where things get done. If you want to get done, go to the Home Depot, and you'll get done. In aisle 18 at the Home Depot. Hey, Lauren, thanks for the call. Are you okay?
What's happening? Are you
Lauren,
okay?
Are you all right?
Just laughing.
Oh, it sounded like you were seizing. All right. Listen, all right. Lord, thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I guess we're entertaining here. That's a good thing. Two more calls and we're moving on. Where the hell is Pine Park? Tony, where's... Oh, it's... Oh, Pinellas Park. I'm like... All right. I'm like...
What a dummy.
Or even PP. I know what PP is. You calling me a dummy because...
I mean, Pine Park?
Pine Park? I don't know what Pine Park is. I know Pinellas. All right. Tony's in Pinellas Park. Hey, Tony.
Hi, good morning, MJ. I got a real good one for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's been a while back, and I was grocery shopping, and I needed to get tuna. And a young kid came up with a name tag. I said, can you help me? He said, sure. He said, what do you need? I said, I need tuna. What aisle is it in? He said, the tuna aisle, and he walked away.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. All right, folks, this is a deal, I'm telling you. And if you haven't experienced this, oh, you will. Go to some of these big stores, ask where something is, and I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, they'll have no clue where the hell anything is these days. It's an epidemic, I'm telling you right now.
Tampa Bay's favorite morning show is back. The MJ Morning Show.
Hey, do you guys know about the whole problem with baby stealing?
That's scary. That's terrifying. At the hospitals or just
Wait, wait a minute. Did I say baby stealing?
Yes.
Stealing. Oh, I missed a word.
Oh.
I left the word out. Very, okay. A very important word.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to say, I didn't think that was a big deal.
I take two. Have you heard about baby name stealing? Big difference. Big difference in expectations. You know about, it's called baby sniping. Do you know about the baby name sniping?
That's why you don't tell anyone.
That's it. Baby name sniping. And this is an issue. And I guess Kylie Jenner, you know, the model who's part of the whole Kardashian Jenner clan, I guess this is an issue in stealing trendy baby names. So, and Kylie Jenner's all involved with this because somebody will like earmark, they'll say, I'm going to name my kid this. Somebody will hear it. Sometimes it's a friend, a relative, and then they'll take the name before you even have your baby to use the name on your kid. And that's called baby name sniping.
Is that really robbing another names or kind of?
Well, if it's in your circle of friends, I think it's bad. Yeah. Because then your kids are going to have the same names and
stuff.
You mean
to tell me, MJ, growing up, your mother didn't have six friends with a kid named Todd?
There were no other Todds. Guess what? You know, I knew no other Todds growing up. Zero. None. So Kylie Jenner, 24 years old, is currently in the midst of one of these baby name problems with an ex-friend and socialite by the name of Tammy Hembrow. Hembrow is an Australian influencer.
Okay.
I'm so tired of this influencer crap. Just go away. Ooh. She's accused the Keeping Up with Kardashians Jenner of taking the first name of her 6-year-old son, Wolf, and giving it to her and Travis Scott's newborn boy.
Okay, hold on. The kids, how old's the baby?
In this case, six.
6 years?
6 years old, yeah.
That's not stealing.
Well, she says it is. Now, the real issue apparently with baby name sniping is much closer to giving birth or right when you're having a baby or when you're pregnant and you're talking about baby names. And let's say you're at a baby shower and you're maybe a couple of weeks away, a month away from dropping the kid. And maybe you tell some people, oh, yeah, I'm going to name the kid Seven or, you know, some name. And then one of the friends steals the name before you get to use it.
Yeah,
that's what I thought sniping was.
Yes.
So sniping's not 6 years after the fact.
But wait a minute. There's a whole big baby name stealing problem with Kylie Jenner and this dumb Australian influencer. But that kid is 6 years old and she's pissed that Kylie Jenner used the name Wolf for her latest kid with with Travis Scott.
Okay, one question. Did I miss this? How are Kylie and this woman, are they close or are they just, deal?
They're in the influencer circles together. You know, these influencers, they hang together.
So yeah. They're frenemies.
Yeah, Coop, what do you have?
I'm reading one of these articles, yeah. And apparently they were best friends, and then I think Kylie Jenner accused Tammy of cheating, or of her old boyfriend, Tyga, cheating on Kylie with Tammy.
Oh, really?
So how they fell apart.
But the whole baby sniping thing, they're trying to equate it to a big blowout between Kylie Jenner and this other influencer. But, yeah, that kid is older, but there was a problem that she took the influencer's kid's name and named their kid Wolf. But the real issue here is certainly a lot closer to birth or around birth, and that's the stealing of a baby name. For instance, do you know that there's a website called babynames.com?
Not surprised.
The CEO and founder of babynames.com is Jennifer Morris. And she gave an interview to the New York Post. And she said, quote, robbing another person of their kid's name, regardless of whether the child has already been born, is soon to be delivered or even hasn't been conceived yet has ruined so many relationships. I wonder if we have listeners right now that have been involved in a baby name sniping situation.
I think your best bet is just to keep it under wraps until the baby's born. Just say, oh, we have a handful. We're just still kicking them around.
I think that's good advice. I think you're 100% right. So, oh, geez, that's nice. All right, let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. Let's grab some calls right now. Anybody listening, have you been involved in a baby name swiping situation where friend, relative, coworker ripped off your baby's name? You said something, oh, I'm going to name my, and then they stole it before you could have your baby. 800-990-1047. Anybody have a stabbing? 800-990-1047. Baby name swiping. This is a thing. But Rox, you're right. Just keep it under wraps. Don't say a word to anybody. Nobody. If you've got a great name, don't mention it to anybody so you're not a victim of potential baby name sniping.
I know people want to snipe Daviana, but it's a big name. You got to have a lot of guts to do that.
800-990-1047. Well, look at the phones. Phones are lighting up.
You got to have a lot of guts to name your kid.
If you have any stories about baby name stealing, any problems, relationships ruined, 800-990-1047 is how you get in. All right, Coop is screening calls right now. Oh, we lost. The first one was already screened, and they dropped off. Hey, Coop, what was that caller going to say? What was line one going to say?
That was Carolyn. She said that it's happened before in Hollywood, something with Katie Holmes in Surrey, and then Jessica Alba when she named her baby. So there's some correlations there. Gotcha. But we have Marilyn on hold now.
Go ahead and screen all these calls. All the lines are ringing. Hey, Marilyn, MJ Morning Show, Q105. Do you have a baby sniping name story?
Yeah, I named my daughter after my sister. You know, it was, for me, it meant as a token of love. My sister to this day says I stole her name because it's the name, my sister's name's Rita, and I named my daughter Rita. And my sister got upset saying I stole her name.
Yes, you need to have better communication in your family.
Hold on, Marilyn, I got to be honest. Naming your kid Rita and your sister's name is Rita, I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
I think it's nice. I mean,
you pay honor to your relatives. Yeah. You name kids after your parents.
Yeah,
you
but usually it's sibling. like a dead grandmother or something.
Is Rita a family name besides your sister?
No, it's not. No, it's not. My sister Rita was the first that I know of in our family, and my sister lives in Arizona, and it was a way just to, for me. You know, as a token.
All right, so there's a geographical distance. It's not like your sister's right next door and, you know, you got two Ritas in the house and she's right down the street. Hey, Marilyn, thanks. Let me grab Jennifer in Sefner. Hey, Jennifer, you're on the MJ Morning Show, baby name sniping. Do you have a story?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
When I was pregnant with my son, we were naming him Alexander Thomas, and we were at a family reunion, and my husband's cousin...
Sounds like a furniture manufacturer, and here's the Alexander Thomas collection. go ahead.
That's okay, thanks. Anyway, they said we couldn't name our son that because that's what they were going to name their baby, and they were not even pregnant.
Wow. So they were like, they were totally trying to preempt you, and they could be years away from having a kid.
Yes. And actually, they never had a kid. So, but yes, told us that that's what they were going to name their child. And Thomas is my husband's middle name. Mm. And I mean, we already had an Abigail, so we wanted another A name. And yeah, we said it at a family reunion, and they said, nope, that's what we're naming our kid.
Well, listen, if you're looking for an A name, you know, one of my favorite female names is Arcilla.
Well, yes. We had a third one, and she's sitting right by me. I should have named you that. Her name's Ashley.
Ashley. Arcilla's much better.
Arcilla. Hey, thanks. I appreciate the call. Mike is in Palm Harbor. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Baby name sniping.
Hi, MJ and crew. How y'all doing today?
We are great. What happened?
Well, I just, about 31 years now ago, it's about the correct time. I picked out a name, Jumanji, from the movie. You know, we thought, oh, that's kind of cool and unusual. And then,
You named the kid Jumanji after the movie?
Yes! And one of my friend's friends, not my friend, my friend's friends, heard about it and named their kid Jumanji. And so, I was like, what?
Hold on a minute. Mike, you've got a kid walking around named Jumanji?
No, I don't now. I wanted it to be.
So you didn't. All right, so let me rephrase the question. You have a friend or maybe former friend with a kid walking around with the name Jumanji?
Yes.
And the kid is 31 years old now?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough name, man.
Jumanji. I mean, I didn't think anybody could top that, and I had to open my mouth and say, yeah, I can't wait. Jumanji's on his way.
I'm going to name my kid Jurassic Park. Hey, Jurassic. Hey, Jurassic.
Okay, look, MJ, I typed in the name Jumanji into Facebook, and here's a Jumanji from Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple people named Jumanji.
There is. There really And I thought, well, it's original. It's, you know, the movie, and nobody's going to grab that name. And then I find out 2 weeks later, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mike, I got to be honest. I think it was a really good thing they stole the name and you didn't name your kid Jumanji. So what did you name your kid for real?
Then we went back to Alexander. So
there you go.
That was that.
That's Julian's middle name. My son is Alexander. Hey. After my grandfather, Albert. Yeah.
You know, MJ, I was going to name my, if Daviana had been a boy, Daviana would be Julian.
Oh, really?
Yes. How would you have felt about that?
Very awkward.
Well, I would have been working with you 15 years
You're
later.
You're okay with it. Okay.
Yeah, I think I would have been okay with that. Yeah. All right. So, because keep in mind that you had your baby
before we even met
and before you even joined us on the MJ
That's
Morning
true.
Show and the return here on Q105.
However, if you would have named Chloe Roxanne, that would have been heat.
Hey, is it Charlie? Charlie's in Clearwater. Hey, Charlie, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, MJ. I'm nervous and I'm at work, but I have a story for you.
Okay.
Why are you nervous?
Just breathe.
I've been listening for a long time, man.
Charlie, do you have a red stapler and a pocket protector?
No.
Okay, just check. All right.
Charlie.
It'll be fine.
I have an ex-girlfriend, and at the time when we were dating, I thought of a name. You know, we're going to have kids together, and I thought of this name, Luella. And turns out she named her dog after her.
Well, listen, that was an easy fix. You just name your kid Lurleen.
Lurleen.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for listening, man. Thanks for calling.
You.
By the way, I would like to recognize you're calling on a regular landline desk phone, right?
Correct, from work.
You see how good this sounds? You see how great the old-fashioned landline telephone sounds?
Thank you for complimenting my voice. All right.
Thank you.
Well, no, your voice is terrible, but Charlie, the quality of the phone connection is great, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
No, you're good, Charlie. You're good. Hey, you did a great job.
Thanks for complimenting my voice.
The voice is actually kind of creepy, Charlie.
Love you, Charlie.
I like it.
Tucker's in Parrish. Hey, Tucker, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Good morning.
You got a name-sniffing story?
Yeah, a close friend of mine, one of my groomsmen, was in a fraternity. His name is Greg, and they were stuck on the name Grayson because it means son of Greg. And that's a very common name these days that people are naming their babies. And about 2 months before his son was born, one of his fraternity brothers that they were kind of close named their son Grayson, which is, again, ironic because the other guy's name is not Greg. So now everyone, it's basically innuendo that he's the dad of
both. I got you. Yeah, he's poking around all over the place. Yeah. Thanks, Tucker. And you're down in Parrish. Hey, do you know Adam Johnson, the Pelosi podium stealer?
You asked that last time.
It's the same Tucker from.
It's the sole thing he knows about Parrish.
I know that I took my kids on the Thomas the Train thing down in Parrish.
He knows two things about Parrish.
And I know that I went to that kind of shady convenience store right down the street and I got a couple of snacks. All right, thanks. thanks for the call. Catherine is in. Look at this. Phones are loaded. Catherine's in St. Petersburg. If you're just tuning in, we did a story about baby name sniping, and this is where you'll tell somebody a name that you're planning for your kid, and a friend or a coworker or relative, they take the name for their own kid because they give birth first. They take your name. It's baby name sniping. Hello, Catherine St. Pete. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
It's in St. Petersburg. If you
All right, you got to lower your radio, people.
Catherine, turn your radio down.
Come back to her.
Catherine!
We do sound good, though.
We do.
This is nice.
All right. Hey, Coop, can you tell Catherine when she picks up? She's going to pick up in a second because she's going to hear us say, hey, Catherine, you're on. So tell her, turn the radio down. We'll come back to her in a minute. Let me grab, how about Cece in Tampa? Hey, Cece, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hang on, I picked up the wrong one. Here's Cece over here. Cece, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi, Cece.
Hi, good morning.
What happened?
So I have a friend who, her and this guy, they were together for a long time while we were kids. Growing up, they went separate ways. They had kids. She had a son. He had daughters. They got back together. He played like stepdaddy for a little while. They went separate ways again. He got back with the other girl, and they named their first son what my friend's only son's name is.
Oh no. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
We like to think he's obsessed with her, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's like Kanye and Kim Kardashian.
What was the name?
Right.
Well, what was the name?
Carter.
What is it?
Sorry, girl, if you're listening.
Hold on. What's the name?
Carter.
Oh, Carter. Yeah, I've known numerous Carters over the years.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Cece, and thanks for listening. Is Catherine all set now?
Yeah, I told her we were trying to talk to her, so hopefully she heard it.
Catherine, are you with us now?
I'm here.
Excellent. By the way, when you're in the car listening, you're hearing us like 20 seconds later.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a delay. See, that's why we asked you to turn the radio down. All right, so Catherine, what happened?
Well, I had a friend back in Texas, and she was expecting her first son in September. Well, her sister-in-law was adopting a baby that summer, and guess what she took? Her son's name, Michael.
Yeah.
Is Michael really stealing a name?
Well, Michael's like one of the most common names of all time, but...
I was going to name my kid Joseph.
But still, you don't do that. Listen, there are other names you can pick. That's not nice. All right.
He still went ahead and named her son Michael.
Good.
There's two Michaels in the family.
There you go. Okay. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Coop, slow down the calls. I know the lines are still ringing, but I'm just going to take a few more here, and I got to move on. We got a lot to cram in today. Tammy's in Lakeland. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. So this is 1996. I was going to name my son Austin. I had a friend that I went to school with whose wife was due a couple of months before me. They had chosen the name Dakota. So they have their baby, and they tell me, oh, we decided to name him Austin.
But Dakota's a girl's name. I don't know. Are there many guys named Dakota?
I don't know.
I have a friend named Dakota.
Hold on. Yeah. Male or female?
Male.
You have a male friend named Dakota?
Yeah.
North or south?
South.
Well, he actually lives in Ohio, but...
No, but all the Dakotas I've ever known have been females. I've never known a male Dakota.
Dakota Fanning is who I think of.
Yeah, it's a female. And then what else?
So I ended up naming my son Chance, and I'm glad I did because I don't ever hear that name, so...
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice name, so I think you made a nice selection, Tammy.
You could have named your kid Risky. You don't hear that either. Chance.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. She's getting rid of us. She's hanging up on us.
Okay. I never hear that name, Chance. Yeah, because it's a terrible name. That's what it is. Chance.
Two more, and I got to move on here. Simone is in Tampa. Hey, Simone, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey there, guys. So in 1980, I was named Simone Nicolette, and 30 days later, my mother's friend named her daughter Nicolette Simone.
God, you sound like,
oh, my gosh.
You sound like a Spice Girl, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yes. Born and raised in South Africa.
Wow.
I love that accent.
South Africa, you know, I'm dying to get to South Africa to scuba dive off of South Africa with the great whites. So
You have to go down to Mossel Bay and see them. They're fantastic.
And also, last October, I was supposed to go to Guadalupe off of Mexico. That's where there's also amazing great white shark diving, but that trip got canceled because of COVID. Hey, Simone, your voice, your accent is phenomenal. Call back again, okay?
Thank you, darling. I will.
Yeah, I like both names, Simone and Nicolette.
Simone, just call us with everything. I just want to hear you call her.
Yeah.
Consider it done.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Simone.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
Talk to you Monday.
As long as she keeps calling you darling.
Man, her accent's fantastic. Nice. That was great. One last call. Sonia in Wesley Chapel. Hey, Sonia, last call on the baby name sniping deal. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I went to school with siblings, and both the brother and the sister were expecting at the same time. couple months apart. They were both boys, and the brother was due first. The sister was due later. When she announced what name she and her husband had chosen, the brother and his wife decided that they liked it, and they were going to use it instead because their son was coming first. However, the sister and her husband did not back down. So the first cousin boys have the same first name.
Wow. They said, okay, you stole our name. Mm-hmm. We're exactly. still using it. Too bad, tough noogies. All right.
Yes. I think it was actually, you can explain to them why they both have the same first name.
There you go. Thank you, Sonya. Appreciate it. It's a thing, man. I tell you.
It's even better the second time around. The MJ Morning Show.
Folks, when you rent a car from Hertz, Avis, Budget, Dollar, Thrifty, Enterprise.
What about Rent-A-Wreck? Are they still
around? I don't know. But you got Fox Rent-A-Car, which everyone says stay away. And then
never even heard of them.
Oh, yeah. I once read a review for Fox Rent-A-Car, and it said something like, I'd rather walk 500 miles.
Great.
I would walk 500 miles. Seriously, I once read a review that I would rather walk the 500 miles instead of renting from Fox Rent-A-Car. That's like, it's like a lower budget, you know, rent-a-car place. So when you rent a car, the bottom line, this is where I'm going with this. When you rent a car, you got to bring it back. They don't just give you the car and you get to keep it.
There's only a few things you really have to do as a renter of a vehicle.
Yeah, that was pretty timely, Coop. You were right on that one.
All right, it takes me a minute to find the hook here.
I don't mind hearing that. I like that song. Michelle hates that song.
I do too.
Can you roll it from the beginning? Roll that from the... I love this. You really hate this?
Listen to those palm mutes.
Michelle hates this.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
You.
When I go out.
They're the only ones that actually sing with an accent, and you can still hear their accent, you know?
Who goes along with you? If I get drunk.
I love this song.
I like his voice, but I don't like the hook.
No, I want to hate this song, but when that hook kicks in, everybody sings.
No, I love this. And Michelle, my lovely wife, she is probably smashed.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles.
I would rather walk 5,000 miles and listen to this song.
Well, guess what? Identify this sound. That was Michelle taking my Grundig Satellite 750 radio off my nightstand and chucking it against the wall. Yeah, she hates that. So anyway, you got to bring the car back. Massachusetts man arrested in Ocala.
That's a long way.
For refusing to return the rental vehicle. Arrested for grand theft auto. 33-year-old Massachusetts man was arrested up the road here in Ocala, spotted in a stolen rental vehicle. Marion County Sheriff's Office deputy responded to a location in reference to a stolen vehicle. While patrolling the area, deputy observed a 2021 Jeep Wrangler that matched the stolen vehicle's description. And a check of the license plate confirmed it was a stolen vehicle. According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office report, the deputy observed the man approach the Jeep, climb inside with a bag of groceries. Man was later identified as Chad Patrick Gagan. Gagan agreed to speak with the deputy, told him that he rented the Jeep from Enterprise Rent-A-Car in Massachusetts back in August.
Okay.
And this is just this month. The guy, he rented the car, never brought it back. Are there people that really think they can get away with this? You rent the car, you drive off with it, and hey, it's not mine. They just gave me a car. Finders keepers. That's not
happening. I always wonder what would happen if you just didn't bring it back. So that's what happens.
Apparently
it
happens all the time.
We had some good car rental karma when we were running late to catch a plane and we just dropped the car at the valet, you know, where you do your baggage. Yep. And the guy, we said, you know, my dad gave him some money and he returned the car for us. But you don't know what's going to happen. We just basically handed it to a stranger.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to try to call BJ next.
Oh, my gosh.
And BJ listens to us sometimes. So BJ might be listening
to
us.
Is he doing a show?
No, no. He's out in Denver. So it's 5:19. It's 2 hours earlier. It's 5:19, 5:20 out in Denver right now. And sometimes he listens to us on the live stream as he's driving in. So hold on a minute. Do you remember the rental car with BJ?
It's like, was it in the airport?
They were running late, and he just left it on the curb. He left it in the parking garage or something, and they didn't find the car till like 3 months later, and it was like a 26,000. It was somewhere. Hold on, I'm gonna try to get BJ next on the air from the old MJ and BJ days.
BJ has like 10 awful car rental stories.
Oh, remember he vomited
into the vents.
he once threw up into the air vent.
That's the worst instinct ever.
Ruined the car forever.
That's the one place not to throw up.
All right, hold on.
That's the one I'll never forget.
I'm going to try to get BJ on the phone next.
It was a sob.
Hang on, it was. We were just talking about this idiot that was just busted in Ocala. He rented a Jeep, like Grand Cherokee, a Wrangler. He rented a Jeep Wrangler back in August at an Enterprise rent-a-car in Massachusetts and never brought it back. And they arrested him driving a stolen vehicle in Ocala this week. And, of course, Enterprise reported the car stolen. And then somehow this morphed into BJ from the old MJ and BJ days. BJ had... Man, a series of classic rental car stories. So I got BJ on the phone live from Denver this morning. BJ, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
How you doing, BJ?
I'm getting ready to do a show out here, basically.
I know. So, hey, I guess we can call this the MJ and BJ segment right now.
Right now. Here we go.
All right. So we were telling the story about you and a rental car, and this guy rented the car at Enterprise in August, never brought it back, was just busted in Ocala driving the stolen car. And I said, Festive, BJ had a story where he rented a car, was running late for a plane, just dropped the car, just parked the car somewhere. What was that story?
I'd rented a car. I was in Los Angeles, California. I'd rented a car. And the car had gotten bashed up. I would hit one of those pillars down in one of the parking garages.
You damaged the rental car?
Yeah, took out the fender and a mirror.
There was an accident.
So we started running late. I had a buddy with me, and we were running late to the airport, LAX. And I didn't have time to park. I mean, in those days, you could just get out in 10 minutes, you're on an airplane, you know?
Yep.
And, so I pull up to the front where the Sky Cab is, and basically I pitch him the keys and I said, dude, whatever you want to do with it. And the car went missing. Nobody could find the car. It was like 8 months later. It was in an impound lot, all beat up. It was an impound lot in Los Angeles. And the radio station in Los Angeles had to pay $6,000 to get it out.
Oh my God!
Plus the damages to the. But I had another one too. That I'd rented when I went out there. I was in again Los Angeles. That's mainly where I went, and I would rent a car. But I came. I was headed to my hotel down on Sunset Boulevard, and I just whipped in there real fast. I don't know why I was in a hurry, but I'm on my way. I go in the exit. Instead of the entrance to the parking garage.
Oh, yeah.
It pops all four tires.
I've done the exact same thing.
Yeah, blew all four tires. Because they have all those parking lot spike strips out in Los Angeles.
BJ, I did that same.
I went right through it.
Yeah, you know what? I did it in Arizona, and I thought that people were shooting at me, and I just hid in my car until the guys came out and helped me. Were like, what is wrong with this woman?
It makes one hell of a noise, doesn't it?
You thought someone was shooting
at
you?
I'd never traveled to Arizona before. I didn't know if it was a rough town.
It's a really rough state.
Rough state.
Yes. So, and then BJ, it was a company car. Do you remember the Saab that you had, the Saab 9.5?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to the Saab?
Well, that one, I got sick one night and threw up inside the heater.
Okay. Right.
So, inside the vent, you know, on the dash, it went down in there and basically destroyed the car.
Those are the worst throw-up instincts I've ever heard of.
Hang on. We have actual audio of the incident.
Now, BJ, you were driving the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You have to picture this. BJ is driving the car and he had a projectile vomit. It has no place to go but the dashboard and the windshield. It gets caught right in the defrost vents.
It went into the air conditioning vents, into the defroster vents.
It didn't have like a middle glove compartment that you could have gone in there.
No, it's a Saab. It's not an F-250.
Every time you turn the air conditioner on, it blew like vomit smell in your face.
you had to stop. You couldn't use the heater. The air conditioning wasn't as bad, but the heater, man, that was a problem.
Oh, but you and any other local or recent car incidents, BJ?
At one point, Enterprise wouldn't even rent me a car.
You were on the list.
I was on the banned list before there was a banned list.
You've heard of the no-fly list. BJ was on the no-drive list.
Right. Thing. Yeah. Some adventures. All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
Have a great morning. Good talking to you. And hello, Tampa Bay.
All right, say hey. It's the MJ and BJ show.
Hey, it's the MJ and BJ show.
There you go. We got a crotchety old man call coming up next.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, see have you. A good show, buddy.
See you,
right. BJ out in Denver. So, little radio reunion this morning.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you ready for the Zoom question?
Yes.
All right, I read a story, and I guess there are a number of discussions, like on Reddit subgroups, or what do you call it, subreddit?
All
right. So, apparently, a lot of women during the pandemic, and listen, they continue. These Zoom meetings, you know, the video conferencing just exploded during the pandemic, but they still continue. Have you ever heard of this, Roxanne? Women that refuse to turn on the video in a Zoom meeting. So women at home or wherever, they're not turning on the video. So they join the Zoom meeting with audio only. So they're on the board. You can see their little tile. So let's say, give me a name. Give me Stacy. Stacy's on the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone else, you can see their pictures, the videos, the little Brady Bunch squares and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Stacy, her screen is black.
Okay.
But you can hear Stacy, you just can't see Stacy.
Yeah. So
you want to know why?
Why?
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, I am Stacy. Because I do not like to do Zoom, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why. Let me see if this comports.
Yeah, I got a little passive aggressive during the pandemic because all my friends were working from home and I was still coming to work every day. And so then if people wanted to do Zoom calls, I felt like the people doing Zoom calls just wanted to see people. And I was like, I've been at work all day, so I'm just going to do the things I need to get done around my house that you've been doing your laundry at your house all day. I'm just getting home from work right now. So I'm going to do my laundry and you're not going to see what I'm doing. I'm going to have my little audio thing on, but you're not going to see what I'm doing because I'm doing other stuff I'm doing the Zoom call.
Well, that's not exactly, but that's your story, and that's valid. This is the deal. Some women did not want to put the camera on the Zoom call, or what are the other ones? There's Zoom, there's
Microsoft Teams,
and all right. Some women don't want to put the camera on because they don't want to waste makeup.
That's taking it to an extreme.
They don't want to go on without makeup. And they're like, why, if I'm sitting at home doing a Zoom meeting, why am I going to put makeup on just for a Zoom meeting, take the time to put the makeup on, and waste the makeup?
If you didn't plan on putting the makeup on at all for that whole day, I guess it would be wasting
your time. Right.
I think this could be a thing. Let me hold on to that thought. Let me give out the phone number here. I'd like to hear from women that, with the pandemic and many Zoom meetings continue, I'd like to hear from women that don't turn their cameras on. And why don't you turn your camera on? Do we have women listening that also say, I'm not turning my camera on because I don't feel like, you know, getting all dressed up. I don't feel like, you know, putting on makeup. Does this sound familiar? Is this something that you've done? Or anything else with some of these Zoom meetings and how it relates to your work? 800-990-1047. Wonder if we can get some folks that can call in. Any women listening that you kept or you still continue to keep the camera off for a work Zoom meeting because, you're at home, you're not getting dressed up, you don't want to put makeup on. The one story that I read was a woman says, hey, I'm not wasting expensive cosmetics to just jump on a Zoom call. I'm there, audio only, I can see everyone else, but I'm not going to put my camera on. All right. 800-990-1047. That's the number. 800-990-1047. Have you, look at the phones, every line is ringing. Have you done this? 800-990-1047.
I kind of made the joke that I don't want people to see what I'm doing if I'm doing laundry or doing other stuff because it sounds like you're not engaged. But I have to tell you, I communicate a lot better with people just over the phone talking to them on a big old-fashioned conference call than I do on a Zoom call where I'm distracted by, visually distracted.
Yeah,
I
actually get a lot. Your attention has to be on that Zoom call.
Yes, I get more out of it sometimes just an old-fashioned conference call.
Well, let's grab Marianne. Marianne is in St. Pete. Marianne, have we hit a hot button here or what?
Well, yes, because I have Zoom meetings every day.
Every day? Marianne, hold on a second. What do you do?
I'm a nurse, and I work for...
Yeah, you don't have to say who you work for. You don't have to give any specifics. But so post-pandemic, you're still on Zoom meetings. Now, prior to the pandemic, did you have Zoom meetings or no?
Well, no, it was just emails, and we would have like a monthly meeting. But now it just seems like they're every day. And, I pick up the pencil occasionally and just pretend I'm poking myself in the eye because I can't get off the Zoom meeting.
All right. So, but you leave your video off?
Oh, no. Yes. I leave the video off all the time. And then that way I can get up and walk away. And,
right.
You know,
Now, what about the makeup issue? What about the women that say, I don't want to get all fixed up. I don't want to put makeup on, waste makeup just to go on a Zoom meeting. Is that something that you've done?
No, because it's not an issue. Okay. I mean, they've seen me with hair that looks like, you know, everyone could possibly turn to stone because I look like Medusa.
Marianne,
that's
Medusa.
That's another reason why I don't put the video on. I just don't want to turn everyone to stone in the meeting.
Oh, Marianne, you're being too tough on yourself.
Well, you've not seen the hair before it's been brushed.
I'll take your word for it.
Marianne, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, 800-990-1047. Does anyone subscribe to I'm not turning the video on a Zoom or video conference call because I don't feel like getting dressed up or I don't feel like putting makeup on? All right, Chantel is in Holiday. Hey, Chantel, MJ Morning Show, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Chantel, would you like to weigh in on the cosmetics and Zoom situation?
Yes, I will.
Go ahead.
Well, I decide that I don't like to put the video on because I don't have a good poker face.
Ah, all right. Explain. All right. So explain what you're talking about.
I like that.
So if there's something that's being said that is like either absolutely ridiculous or, I don't know, I don't like the person. I don't want my face to show it. I've always had that. And one day during a Zoom call, my supervisor, like, texted me. She's like, fix your face.
I love my friends who are like that.
Right. All right. So wait a minute. This is on a Zoom meeting, but if you were in a regular meeting face-to-face, and ridiculous things came up, wouldn't you make those same faces, or you feel a little bit more at ease or more unguarded when you're at home?
I know the answer to that.
What is it?
The answer is when you're face to face, you're feeling other things in the room. Like you're not just using your sense of sight. Like you are in a Zoom call where it's just so focused on that visual aspect.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if Ted has a meeting with the morning show, I'm rolling my eyes the whole time.
Yeah,
we're on a group Zoom call where all you see is my face, and I'm still rolling my eyes and
it's absurd.
Exhaling heavily. Like, yeah. God.
You're doing a Jeffrey Toobin.
You have to think of something happy. You have to think of something that makes you feel, like, happy.
Right.
So that way, when someone's irritating, you're just like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about watching my daughter and dancing ballet. Like, I just think about something.
Well, that's hysterical that your boss had to tell you to knock off the faces.
Fix your face.
Yeah.
People are not. We can't forget how to be in front of other people. This isn't good.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, Melissa. All right, so this has kind of morphed into something else, but let me grab. Melissa, who was the last caller?
Well, Chantel.
Chantel, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, Melissa's next in Clearwater. Hey, Melissa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, Melissa, what's your angle on this?
Nobody should have the right to force you to do anything, period. We're forced to do enough these days. I've never turned the camera on. If you're at work, be at work. Everybody's quietly quitting. If you're not at work, if you need to do team building, bring people into the office. Otherwise, leave people alone. A phone conference is sufficient.
All right. So if you're on a Zoom call, you automatically leave the video off?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Never turned it on.
All right. And what was the other thing you said? There was one other thing you said that I was going to ask a question about.
She said people are quietly quitting.
Oh, yeah, that's it. All right, so,
I said people are quietly quitting.
All right, so, so that's a whole thing here, the whole quiet quitting thing. So,
I said people are quietly quitting.
All right, so, so that's a whole thing here, the whole quiet quitting thing. So in your line of work, you've got people that are quiet quitting?
Oh, everybody's quiet quitting. There's so much out there across broad-based in all sectors where people just... they're doing the absolute minimum.
Half-assing it.
Yep. Well, it's not that. I saw a story about how during the pandemic, a lot of companies did what? Tough times came, first thing you did, fire people.
They cut people out, yeah.
People are replaceable. Mm-hmm. People got a reality check to how important they are to their company that they give everything to. So they said, hey, listen, work the minimum, make the most.
Right.
They don't, chances are your job doesn't care a whole lot about you.
Right.
I mean, if you quit today, they're going to replace you in a couple days, in a couple weeks. If you left your office is going to be filled eventually.
Hey, Melissa, thanks for the call. Yeah, rocks.
We've been hearing everyone who sort of agrees that you don't need to be on Zoom if you don't have to show, you don't have to show your face. So I want to give you the other opinion. Someone said with remote work now, people not being on camera is awful. It's a business meeting. I can't see the feeling behind your words, and understanding is much better when I can see your faces. So that's someone else's opinion. Call.
But the whole reason why I brought this up is some women are leaving the cameras off because they're saying, I'm not going to get fixed up and put makeup on. I'm not going to waste makeup to be on a 10, 15 minute, 30 minute Zoom call. And that's why we're taking calls. That's the original story here. Let's grab just a couple more. Then we'll move on. Dana's in Lakeland. Hey, Dana, MJ Morning Show. You're up.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Dana.
So I leave mine off unless I absolutely have to, which is usually for a client meeting. But I feel the same way because then I have to do my hair and makeup for one meeting out of my whole day, and it's totally a downer. And I always say it's not fair because men can throw on a dress shirt and comb their hair, and they're ready to go and look like they're business ready. And I feel like as a female, I can throw on, you know, a nice shirt, a blazer, but unless my hair and makeup is done, I feel like I just don't look put together.
That's a good explanation.
That kind of drives me nuts.
So that is actually more of a direct response to the question that I had. Hey, Dana, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, BJ is in Clearwater. All right, two more calls, Andrew. That's it, and then I got to move on here. BJ, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi. Hey, it's MJ and BJ. All right, go ahead.
It totally is, and BJ and I are both from Tennessee. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
I have a different take on this because we have been sit home. We don't go to the office anymore after March 13th, 2020.
What kind of work do you do?
I am a financial analyst in a financial services company.
But are they going to have you return to the office at some point, or it's over?
No, no.
Did they shut the office down?
We're trying to.
Wow. All right, go ahead.
Nobody wants commercial real estate right now. Anyway.
Well, that's why they ought to look for another place to put our studios so we can get some bigger studios and new studios.
Exactly.
You've got tons of commercial real estate available right now. Go ahead.
Okay. So really, I mean, to me, I still love my job. I love the people I work for. And if I don't get up and get dressed in the morning, I don't do my best work. So everybody should just get up. If you're working from home where you used to go to the office, why should you be any different? And
that was sort of an epidemic during the pandemic that people were just sitting around in sweatpants and not taking showers. And it just it kind of makes you just internally feel sloppy.
It totally does.
Yeah.
But also, if I'm on a call, and I've got a lot of colleagues who won't go on, especially from our accounting people, I don't know what they're feeling. And I'm not having any more meetings today than I had before the pandemic. It's just that we're not in person. So I want to see your face so I can really understand what you're saying to me, especially if you're explaining something new, you know. We've had some consultants come in and they're trying to talk to us and I'm like, what is he saying? And I can't see his face. I don't know the inflection or the feeling of it. And it's just, it's making business harder because people won't go on camera.
Gotcha loud and clear. BJ, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. One more. Anton, is this a guy? Anton in Tampa, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, hi, MJ.
Are you not putting makeup on when you go on a Zoom call?
No, I keep it off.
go ahead. Yeah.
No, listen. Yeah. No, I was saying that when I work from home,
yep.
When we go on Zoom every day, we cannot turn our cameras off or we get in trouble. Or you might even get fired.
Oh, so it's a policy.
He wants to see everyone's face. We work for a real estate company.
Yep.
And now you can turn off your camera if you want to go to the bathroom, get some coffee. But in my case, it worked because I'm in my shirt with my tie, but I'm in my underwear.
Right. You only have to dress the top half.
Just the top half.
Underwear. I just wear a shirt and a tie. That's it. So when I go to the bathroom, I
need you just got to remember, you don't want to get too comfortable and then stand up and you're in your underwear. So, all right, Anton.
Right. Yes.
Good call, buddy. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
I have to give you guys a Zoom confession because it has to do with you guys.
Yeah.
But we used to do the MJ podcast when we first started back, and it kind of irritated me because I was like, it was just like my witching hour at home. So I would passive aggressively just like be as gross as I could possibly be on the Zoom call with you guys, like towel on my head. Remember when you used to do those calls?
Yes.
And I would just be like,
you used to do some from your bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to be as unput together as possible because I do not have time to do this.
All right, moving along.
MJ, Fester, Froggy, and Roxanne. This is the MJ Morning Show.
There's a conspiracy going around at the Buffalo Bills game, which, by the way, the Buffalo Bills, as you people know, Buffalo Bills lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Anyone know if
the Bengals?
Anyone know if Cigar Dave drowned himself in the Culberth Bayou?
You know, he burned himself with a bunch of little cigars.
Listen, I know a bunch of Bills fans, and man, they thought that this was it. They thought that this was the year that they were going to, you know, win the Super Bowl.
Long ashes, General.
Yeah.
It's not your year.
But there's a conspiracy theory floating around that DeMar Hamlin was not actually at the Bills game where they showed him. People are saying it was a body double.
What's the point? What's the point?
Dude, we are at a time where people are so freaky. The conspiracy theories, all the stuff that people believe in.
What would be the point to motivate the team, even though he's not there? Isn't he like watching it at home going, that's not me?
DeMar Hamlin, his attendance at the game, has launched the conspiracy theory that he wasn't there and that they used a body double to take the place of 24-year-old injured Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin.
And so what was the point of that.
And what did they notice that made this conspiracy?
Well, they were trying to, the claim is they were trying to juice up the crowd and really get people going and all about the camaraderie and the well wishes. And Damar Hamlin from, oh my God, is he alive? To released from the hospital from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, flown back to Buffalo, hospitalized, then released from Buffalo back home, and then boom, now he's at the game. It's uplifting. It's motivational.
Oh.
And people are saying that, oh, it wasn't him. They had a DeMar. Come on.
So the Buffalo Bills conspired with the television broadcasting crew and the NFL to put a body double there.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to go to like conspiracy theory phones and ask people what conspiracy theories do they believe in.
Well, you know mine. The hanging midget, the Wizard of Oz.
Will you stop with the hanging the munchkin, all right?
You know mine, right?
Do you think, hold on, we'll get to that. Do you think it's dangerous for me to open up the phones and ask people for what conspiracy theories you believe in?
We can't take like flat earthers. I refuse to listen to that nonsensical stuff. But if you believe in the midget hanging in Wizard of Oz.
Will you stop it? That's not true. That's been debunked.
I think Andrew's just going to have his hands full screening. Because I think, Andrew, you have to take the ones. Don't just take the freaky, kooky stuff that weirds us out. Take the ones that are like good cocktail party talk.
I've got 3 minutes to do this. All right, 3 minutes. What conspiracy theories do you believe in? Or what conspiracy theories do you have questions about that maybe it is true? Look, every line is ringing. All right, hurry up. Andrew, screen. Get me some on the board here because I only have a couple of minutes to take some conspiracy theory phone calls on what you believe in, since some people believe that Damar Hamlin was not actually at the game, that it was a body double at in Orchard Park on Sunday with the Bills.
Did you know Bills. That there's a ghost in the movie Three Men and a Baby?
Oh, I've heard it.
No. Yes, there is.
Get out of here.
There's a kid.
All right, let's.
No. I get to tell mine, MJ.
All right, hurry.
Okay, all right, quickly, before I go to phones, go ahead.
Yes, now I'll go down some rabbit holes related to Princess Diana or JFK, absolutely. But the one thing I'm quite certain of, the conspiracy theory that is true, is OJ did not kill Nicole.
Oh, get it. Okay. That is such.
Listen,
you
listen.
Believe that? You
listen.
Believe that OJ did not kill Nicole?
She's always believed that.
And Ron Goldman. You don't think that, really?
I believe there's a possibility he was the second person to arrive and that maybe he had something to do with it then. But I do not believe that he went and knocked on that door and killed Nicole and Ron.
Oh,
no,
my.
I do not.
Wow.
And listen. I feel so strongly about it that at some point during the course of our working together, I'm going to invite anyone who is in this room who wants to come over with their spouses, and I'm going to do a slideshow.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be busy that night.
Is it a PowerPoint?
I'll be washing my hair.
Jay is in Clearwater. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, man? Jeffrey Epstein did not hang himself.
That's a big one.
Right off the bat, there we go.
Man, there's no way. There was too many, like the corrections officers going on break and everything else. Yeah.
No video.
You put that together.
For the record, for sure. I believe that Jeffrey Epstein hanged himself.
He tied
a sheet around his neck and then threw his body off the top bunk of the bed. And even his neck fracture, he had a fractured, did he have a neck fracture that's indicative of that, if I'm not mistaken? Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, this is MJ, I got some land to sell you.
All right, Orlando in Clearwater. Hey, Orlando, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome. What do you believe in?
Awesome. This is a first time call. I would have to say the time traveler from the time traveler, the one that traveled in time to change the future, the one that created The Simpsons and Family Guy and Futurama.
Guy. Of course.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
McFarlane?
All right, Orlando, thanks for the call. Let me grab Michael. Oh, this is a new one. This has been circulating now. I know it. Michael is in Tampa. Michael, you're on the MJ Morning Show. What conspiracy theory do you believe in?
Thank you. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
The Titanic was sunk to kill those who opposed the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah, I have read into some of that.
But now there's a whole new conspiracy theory that's floating around, and this girl's getting millions of hits on video claiming the Titanic was not really sunk. that
the Britannica. They switched it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They switch ships.
That's an encyclopedia, sir.
That's another conspiracy. Michael, thanks.
Michael, that passenger, Astor, was the richest guy. He was one of the richest guys.
John Astor.
Yes, John Astor. Hey, yeah, there's something to it.
Astor Place down in Manhattan.
Yep.
Kelly in Tampa. Hey, Kelly, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, MJ. Good morning, crew.
Long-time morning.
Listener, first-time caller.
Look at this. We have all these first-time callers. It's great. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I think when Tom Brady got caught talking to the Dolphins, I think they schemed for him and his wife to play a little fake divorce. That's why she's down in Miami. I think he's going to sign with the Dolphins and reunite with his family.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then you roll that in. A lot of people are saying, or not a lot of people, but I've seen the rumors that the Sam Bankman-Fried, his investment there, he was able to save money by divorcing Giselle. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Kelly, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Right, last call on this. Last conspiracy. Well, unless we got more that are good. Danica is in Lakeland. Hey, Danica, what conspiracy theory do you believe in?
That Helen Keller wasn't deaf and blind and wrote all those books.
I mean, it does seem difficult being deaf and blind.
Hey, Danica, that's a great one to end it on. Thank you, Danica.
MJ, did you know that Elvis is still the groundskeeper on Graceland?
The MJ Morning Show.
Check this out. We got a great show coming your way.
Now you can watch the MJ Morning Show. Check out MJ TV at MJMorningShow.com.
So,
a friend, a good acquaintance of ours.
You called me on Sunday.
Right, a good acquaintance of ours texts me, hey, my friend is looking for a fifth wheel.
Oh, it was a big RV show this weekend, by the way, people at the fairgrounds.
Can Fester help us out? I'm like, absolutely.
Come see me.
Oh, they said, is Fester working today?
Yeah.
We want to come out and look at fifth wheels. That's what they said. So I call Fester, and Fester was not working on Sunday. What were you doing on Sunday when I called you?
Family fun day.
Family fun day where?
We went to Port Orleans Hotel in Disney. The Disney themed hotel, Port Orleans.
Did you check in as a guest?
No. Oh, God.
Fester has a racket going where he shows up with his kids at a number of these hotels and resorts.
Really nice
and
ones, though.
Just walks in and uses the facilities.
I'm not going to, like, the Motel 6 in
What's the one? What's the Celebration one? Or?
My favorite Lazy River is the Omni Hotel in Champions
Gate. Champions Gate.
Exit 58, I think.
And you just walk in?
Like I own the place.
Don't you have to have a card key or something?
No, just walk right in.
Stop saying it, because then they might implement a card key.
This is his cheap idea of entertainment. Instead of taking the kids to Disney or Universal or Busch Gardens for the day, no, Fester just, he finds hotels with nice pools and lazy rivers, just drives up and walks in and just uses the facilities. Complimentary.
I watched a YouTube video on the top 10.
That's like theft of services,
first,
dude.
Listen.
That's theft of services.
You see the theft of services. Listen to you. Yeah. I watched a YouTube video on the top 10 Disney pools before I picked Port Orleans because of the sea monster slide.
Well, if you go there and you eat something, it's not that bad.
So when we were there, we also ordered lunch. We had lunch at the facility.
Oh, you didn't dine and dash on that? You didn't, like, order food at the very end and then just dine and dash?
No. I would have, though. You know me. But
Allison go or just you and the kids?
No, all four of us.
And your wife is okay with this? You guys
loved
just
it.
Pulling up to a hotel and walking in and using the facilities as if you're a guest?
We're going to Grand Floridian in 2 weeks.
Dude, this is on par with Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, you are Cousin Eddie. I was just trying to figure out who you are.
This is Cousin Eddie from the Vacation movies.
Was great.
Did your daughter get kicked by a donkey and her eyes are crossed?
Then
she fell in a well and they came right back.
Dude, I can't believe you're such a freeloader.
I got a big problem about our trip this weekend.
So the deal is that my friend says, hey, is Fester working at General RV today on Sunday? I call Fester. No, I called you just as you were arriving at. Where is it?
We went to Port Orleans.
I know. Where exactly is that?
It's on the property. It's closer to Disney Springs. Yeah. They have a boat that takes you to Disney Springs from there.
Oh, the boat is nice.
Yeah, we went
the Disney Springs from the Port Orleans.
And you paid nothing?
The whole day. I mean, gas is costs a ton now. Okay. I have to take a gas going to Orlando and back.
Unbelievable.
Lunch was $30.
I tell you what.
And I think we got a couple of pretzels at Disney Springs.
$60.
Yes, Roxanne.
I call that smart. I really do. Like, in today's times, that's not a bad idea at all.
I walk in like I own the place, looking like tourist number one, wearing my big straw hat, my Hawaiian shirt.
Do you bring your own towels?
No.
They have them there.
You have white towels at the pool. You use them, you leave them.
Now, is there a sign that says the pool and the snapdragons? What is it called?
I don't know. It's like a slide. I'll have to pull a picture up. It's a moderate slide. It's not a crazy slide, but it's coming out of like a sea monster mouth.
The sea monster slide.
Yeah, at the Port Orleans place.
Snapdragon. I think I might be a chip in like a cell phone. Anyway, so is there a sign that says that the facilities are for guests of the hotel only?
Disney does not have a sign that says no freeloaders. No, they don't have that.
Yeah, cousin Eddie, stay away.
You should call and say, is it okay if I just bring my family for free?
Yeah. What they say.
Well, we
will arrest you, sir.
We had lunch-ish.
You ought to just bring an old RV like Cousin Eddie's and just empty the tank, the sewage tank at the parking lot. And if anyone's walking by, you just say, crapper's full!
Blamer's full! So anyway, I was at the Port Orleans Hotel all day all Sunday. Right.
Now,
it was
there are two of them. There's the French Quarter and the Riverside.
We stayed at French Quarter.
Look
at the picture. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We hung out.
Oh, look at that serpent slide.
See, this one, here's a bridge, and then over here is the serpent. You come out of the sea monster's mouth, and the kids saw the picture. And they go, this is one we like. I go, great, let's go.
You know what's going to happen? This resort and other resorts and the Champions Gate, is the Omni, you said?
Oh, yes. So I'm amazed nobody's called me from there.
They're going to go. How many times have you been to the Champions Gate Omni with the kids freeloading at their lazy river?
Give me a time frame. In the last year, 2 years, or 5 years?
5 years.
15, 20, 20, oh my 20 times? God.
They're gonna go to our website, and they're going to find the picture of Fester. And they're going to print it out and put it behind the front desk. And it's going to and give it to security. Watch out for this guy.
Wear a straw hat. Yeah. Wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, folks, do you have nomophobia? Are you a basket case? I wonder if we can get some calls from people that are really, like, you know, psycho over this. Nomophobia, do you have this issue? All right? 800-990-1047. Nomophobia, the fear of losing your phone, being detached from your cell phone. Let's grab... If you want to get in, folks... grab your phone. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Melissa's in Bradenton. Hey, Melissa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's up?
So I have 3 kids, 8, 14, and 15. And as a form of punishment, if you make bad grades, if you're mean to your siblings, if you don't do what's asked of you, you get your phone taken away. We don't allow phones at the table. We don't allow them in the restaurant. And when we take phones away from the teenagers, they literally have full-blown crying, snot coming out of their nose, dramatic meltdowns. What am I going to do? Oh, my God, I can't make it.
Melissa, it's like we're bad enough, but I think our kids are even worse. What have we done? What kind of electronic dependent monsters have we created?
Exactly. Like when you completely melt down because you're not going to have a phone for a day or an hour at the dinner table, it's completely different. We were
you know, when we grew up, it was go outside, play, have a good time, be a kid, go.
Man, we were riding our bikes, you know, after school, we were out riding bikes and building BMX tracks and vacant lots, and we didn't come home until the sun went down.
Yeah, that was our alarm clock. Like, that was our get home. If the lights come on, you better get your butt home. And now they're just glued to their phones.
Yeah, by the way, Scott Greenhalgh's mom used to have a triangle. She used to go out on the front porch with a triangle and go ding, 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 ding.
To dinner bell.
Yeah, she really did that.
You live in an Amish farm.
They had a horse and buggy. Man, I'm choking up over here, Frog. Hey, Melissa, thanks for the call.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Hey, Denise. Denise is in Clearwater. Denise, you're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hi.
Hey, yeah.
Tell us about nomophobia in your life.
You know, let me tell you, I wonder if it really is a phobia if everybody has it. I know that lady was just talking about she puts her phones away, but take her phone away and see what happens, you know. It's like I think everybody has this phobia, and it's a shame, but it's actually kind of funny. You guys are hilarious this morning, but the phones and the electronics, everything, everybody has a phobia to everything.
No, it is, and especially with the phones, if you misplace it, we're so attached to these stupid things that, you know, you get that pit. If you can't find your phone, you'll get that pit feeling in your stomach, and it's like the blood drains out of you quickly, and you get lightheaded for a second, and then and my wife, again, Michelle makes fun of me because I'm doing like the crazy Coco the Gorilla padding, like I'm George on Seinfeld. Where's my phone? Oh my God. And she's like, lose your phone? And sometimes she'll hide it from me just to see me do the panic. Michelle will torment me sometimes.
Okay, you talk about hiding. I have to bring this up. Is it a phobia or is it an addiction? I'm not going to name a name, but I knew someone, right, who was addicted to painkillers. When I started to suspect that they were, I hid their bottle, and they did the same kind of pat that we do when we lose our phone.
Really? With like Vicodin or like Oxys or what?
Right, Vicodin.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, I have turned my phone off several times just saying I'm going to go a couple of days without it. Forget it.
Oh, jeez. Hey, thank you, Denise, you nobophobic. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show. Well, there you have it.
A legendary morning show on a legendary radio station.
Once you start listening, you won't stop.
This is the MJ Morning Show.
Roxanne, I guess it's too fancy. Fancy like Applebee's. Roxanne is too fancy to go to a nail salon. Which, you know, in this day and age, you know, with the whole COVID thing, maybe it's a good idea. Your nail person comes to your house?
Yeah, it's a win-win. It's relaxing. So she comes over.
Was this also prior to the pandemic? Has your nail lady been coming to your house even before the COVID-19 thing gripped us?
Yes, and she's kind of like a flit in and out of your life kind of person,
a
you know?
A flit?
You know, sometimes you hear from her, sometimes you don't. She's like
that is a good use of the word flit.
Is it? Is it? Yes. Okay, good. Yeah. She's like a beach vibe-y, you know, flower childish kind of person.
You mean like you?
I guess. Maybe I flit.
Roxanne, you're a flit.
Fine. So... this is great. Listen to this. So the nail lady comes to Roxanne's house yesterday. She's doing your nails. Mm-hmm. You have a TV on, and she can see the TV.
Yes.
So you have one of the news channels on.
Right. So the volume's down.
Right.
And it's scenes from the Kabul airport. Okay. And so it's all everybody dressed. It's the Taliban. Essentially.
So, wait a minute. So there's video from the Kabul, Afghanistan airport. Big story yesterday. We're totally out of Afghanistan. We left, last plane left at about 3:30 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. We're out. Now, we've left people behind, but that's a whole different story. But your nail lady says, what?
She says, isn't it so crazy trying to fly anywhere now because of COVID? They're making such a big deal about it at the airports. Referencing Afghanistan airport.
She's watching the video of the Afghanistan, the Kabul airport.
Yes.
And she thinks what? She thinks it's what? Tampa International and all the military folks and they're making a big deal over traveling with COVID?
Yes. And I'm like, no, that's you know where that is, right? And she did not know. And I was like, that's Afghanistan.
No.
We're listen, I have a friend ending the war in Afghanistan.
I have a friend who watches no news. And I'll tell him something is happening. Man. He's like, oh, really? Tell me about it. I'm like, dude, it's all over the place. He goes, yeah, I watch no news.
You know what?
I have no idea.
I know people like that as well. And it baffles, it blows my mind because I have to be so in tune. Well, all of us do. But, you know, I do the MJ Morning Show here with you guys. Then I do the Afternoon Schnitz Show, which is more newsy. And, you know, I got to know everything that's going on. But I do know a couple of people that they know nothing. They just check out. They don't care, which, listen, maybe ignorance is bliss and you don't fill your mind. You don't have anxiety. You don't have to worry about all the crap going on.
Okay, I immediately started to judge my nail person when she said this. I was like, okay, how can you not be plugged in? Meanwhile, who's the smart one? Who's the smart one? Because I'm going home doom scrolling, ruining my brain.
Oh, you're doom scrolling.
Yeah.
So we're flitting and we're doom scrolling. So that's what you call it when you look at all the bad news online. That's doom scrolling.
Just binging on bad news. So who's the dumb one? Me. She's living life.
Your nail lady's a genius. She's totally unplugged.
Froggy, aside from this morning show, how much news do you watch or consume?
You know, I try not to watch too much depressing stuff, but I stay on top of stuff.
Oh, man, that's right. Froggy's the male version of your nail lady. I forgot that. Froggy has no idea what's going.
I don't think I'm as dumb quite as she sounds.
Yeah, I don't think you could do a set of nails either. I don't think you could put together some pink and whites.
Oh, man.
Oh, I could do a French manicure, please. It's so easy.
Oh, I love that story. So she had,
you let this woman in your house? That's the crazy thing.
Did she have any idea that we were in Afghanistan for the last 20 years?
I don't think so. I think it was all new language because she just had this sort of blank look on her face when I was explaining.
That's hysterical.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.